participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this?
You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Let's see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips. Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Stay tuned for your shot at a brand new Mercedes-Benz C230 from AT&T Simply Wireless, and only on the Don and Mike Show.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
Just people.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Just people.
Stop, stop, the rock.
Stop, stop, the rock.
Stop, stop, the rock.
Stop, stop, the rock. Can't stop, the rock. Can't stop, the rock. Stop, stop, the rock.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they will. Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Okay. Yes.
Yes.
Who doesn't think Lisa was drunk last night? But I know you thought that.
Yeah, it's very true.
Who saw Lisa win the chugging contest last night?
That's right.
There he is.
There he is. Hey, where are you?
I'm over here.
Hi, Rob. Looking very good. And good morning. Hello. Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Fixer, and all the ships at sea. Do they have fun bowling with their listeners? You bet they do. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show. New episode on this Thursday. November the 8th.
Uh-huh.
Coming to you again from the greatest city in the world, New York. And the phone numbers, wide open, blowers activated. National number 877-365-3636. And from New York, your number 877-692-1027. Hey, Rummy, I need that information about the you getting it for me right now? You know, the thing you were supposed to? Thank you, Rummy. Yeah, she's a big part of today's show. Love going out with Lisa. Love going bowling with Lisa.
Yeah, let's have some flapjacks right now.
Lisa Sterno.
Listen, today is a big show. And why is she Lisa Sterno?
Because if you were to hold an open flame to her this morning, she would instantly be covered with a blue bobbing flame.
Our lines are open right now. Very important to note that we have three girls already for tomorrow's strip trivia.
We need more.
The final strip trivia of 2001. We're going to be back at good old WJFK in our home city of D.C. tomorrow. So if you want to play strip trivia, girls, our lines are open for you right now at 877-365-3636. Or if you want to be like the girl from the tri-state area and come down to D.C. tomorrow, call 877-692-1027. Guys, please don't call yet.
No, please don't.
We are just leaving the lines open for girls. Right now, for tomorrow's strip trivia, in which we'll be giving away a WWF trip and a key that can start the Mercedes to the winner of tomorrow's strip trivia.
Very exciting.
And, of course, hello to Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Good morning.
V is for victory for Buzz.
That's right.
We had a big night last night, bowling, gutter ball action, hot gutter ball action.
Oh, God.
I'll tell you about that in a second here. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oops, what am I doing? Hello, Don and Mike. Oh, hold on. Blower activate. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Blower still not activated. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Come on now, folks.
Yeah, wait a minute. Hold on. The national lines are not yet activated. Let me try a New York line. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Finally got it right.
Yeah, hi.
Okay, guys, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, good morning.
Good call.
Good morning.
Good day to you, sir.
Goodbye. Hello, Tom, Don and Mike show.
Was that guy with us last night?
I'm sure he was.
I don't know. Hey, Tom.
Yeah, I was with you guys last night. I got to say, for all those people who missed out, the Don and Mike experience is a very fun thing. It was an absolute honor and pleasure to meet everybody.
We had
and you must thank Rob, because of him, I now know what you guys are getting for Christmas presents. And if Rob says anything, he's not getting his.
Oh, really? Did Rob had a couple of pops and told everybody what he's getting us for Christmas?
Well, no, I kind of asked them types of things that you like as far as...
I got you. Okay.
Oh, all right.
Okay. And I must say to Lisa, New York loves you, too.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you. Hey, glad you had a good time. We had a hell of a lot of people show up last night in Manhattan. The name of the bowling alley was...
Bowlmore Lanes. You know, and it was everything we expected and a little bit more. Mm-hmm. That fluorescent day glow bowling pin thing was completely unexpected. I loved it.
They got the music playing, and they got the waitress service happening, and they got the dance floor like on the fourth level.
Very, very exciting.
A very big vote of support to the Drink More Lids.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, hi, you're on the air.
Hey. On the air.
Right, you're on the air. Hi, good morning.
How you doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
I just want to say you guys sucked.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
But thanks for listening. We appreciate it. All right. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing great. Thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to ask you a quick question. When you're down in the Maryland area, where are you guys at on the dial at JFK? I was looking for it the other day. I couldn't find it.
1067.
1067. Okay, thanks.
Right. Good luck. Get a superpower antenna, though, if you're trying to listen to us in the state of Maryland on WJFK.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Just wanted to say hi to Buzz.
Hi, sir.
Well, I've already given him his greeting, though.
He has.
As Buzz has indicated, and last night again, that's what he was screaming at the top of his lungs. I don't know if you were at the Bowlmore Lanes, but perhaps you saw Buzz at one point in just an absolute fit of rage.
Yeah, right. Said,
God damn it, man.
Very angry man.
Introduce me on the show. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, this is Angela. I want to play strip trivia.
Oh, there we go. Beautiful.
The show is out of the pits.
Beautiful.
There we go.
Girl number four for strip trivia, our last strip trivia of 2001, with the best prize that we've had all year long, the WWF, a SmackDown trip, and a key that could start the Mercedes. Can you come down tomorrow to WJFK?
Yes.
Beautiful. Where are you from?
I'm from Virginia.
And the celeb you think you most resemble?
Angelina Jolie.
Oh, yeah. You got the Vish lips?
Yes.
You got the big old lips?
Do you have big, beautiful breasts?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. That's all we need to hear. Hold on. You're in. Hold on. Hold on just a moment, please. Someone will get the information from you as soon as she gets the information that I left her a note about giving me yesterday.
Right.
Hey, Rummy, you got that information yet? There you go. Thumbs up. It's on the screen. Okay, well, bring it in. Bring it in. Please, please, bring me the information. This is very important stuff.
I can't imagine why she's moving slowly today.
No, I don't get it. Hello, Flynn, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don.
Hey, Flynn, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
I know who this is. This is the kid with the Beatles cap last night.
Oh, is this the kid with the Beatles cap?
Oh, nice kid.
Upside down Beatles cap.
Yeah, you were a very nice guy. You had some nice things to
say.
Good
guy. Hi, Flynn.
Oh, hi. You know, honestly, I've been listening to you guys forever, since I was about 11 years old. I grew up on you guys. And there was one thing I wanted to tell you. I moved away out of your broadcasting area when I was about 15. There was a 5-year gap where I couldn't hear you. And then I moved up here to New York. And I found you guys on 1027. And it just made my life. I heard Mike's voice. And I recognized it immediately. And it just meant
nice.
So much to me.
That was really nice. You said similar things last night. And we appreciate that.
Thank
we really
you.
Do. Even though you looked awful weird with that Beatles cap.
How come you didn't come with us for the Lisa show afterwards?
You know what? I had a physics midterm this morning. I had to study.
Oh, all right. Got you. Well, thanks for coming out, Flynn.
Yeah, my pleasure. Just one quick question.
Yeah.
I asked Lisa, but I don't know if she talked to you guys about it. I always thought, ever since I first started listening to you, I knew Mike is an incredible talent with all these voices, and he would make an amazing cartoon character, or many characters, as it were.
That's right.
And, you know, I talked to Lisa about it, and I just think that would be an incredible thing for the future, you know?
Well, in the future, talk to Mike about that, because I don't think Lisa remembers one thing about last night.
I think it's pretty much a blackout for Lisa, but I'll remember that since you said it.
Hello, Vinny, Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Hey, how's it going, bud?
Hey, going great, Vinny.
Hey, so, did you, you guys left for the really last... The really funny stuff.
Oh, Vinny, you were with us after the bowling match, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so here's what happens. Well, first I should tell you, we've got so much gutterball action to get to. The gutterballs were victorious last night.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. They may not have technically knocked down the most pins.
But we won.
But they came away with something more important.
And we've never won two games in one night. We bowled four games last night against the Fockers.
Right. Wow.
And we beat them in the last two. And this guy, Vinny, came with us afterwards. Now, all I know is that... When we went to the first bar,
yep.
Where we were kicked out because we had bowling shirts on,
right.
We went to a second bar, and then when we got to the second bar, Rob and Buzz and I split and left everyone behind. What happened? What happened after that, Vinny?
Okay, Lisa and Jimmy were still there.
Of course.
And, okay, there was a tall fella that was naughty and then a shorter fella.
Okay.
The shorter fella kept challenging me to arm wrestling.
Is that Johnny?
I just kept whacking him down.
Johnny just said on the screen. It wasn't Johnny.
Ah.
Somebody else. So you're arm wrestling with a dude.
Yeah.
I want to say last night. I don't know if I had more fun in the bowling alley or with all the guys. All the
people. I was talking to one of the
afterwards,
the Fockers, and all of a sudden I see this parade leaving, and I think either you or someone else said to me. They're throwing us out.
Yeah, the word is an exodus.
Well, here's what happened. Hey, Vinny, thanks for coming out last night. Thanks for coming to the pub crawl.
Hey, you got it. I can't wait to see you guys at the Las Vegas style show in
New
York.
You got it. It's coming soon to New York. Thank you, Vinny.
Nice.
Last night, we get done with the bowling, and we go to some bar that's right down the street. We walk in the bar. We're sitting there for a second, and all of a sudden, the manager, who looks like Dennis Farina,
right.
You know, the guy from Get Shorty,
perfect.
He points at one of the guys on the Fockers, who has a bowling shirt on, and he says, "You and all your friends, out, out." So I went over and I said, "Hey, dude, what's your problem?" And he said, "It's my establishment. I have the right to serve anyone who I like or I don't like, and I don't like bowlers in my bar. Get your ass out of my bar."
We're not bowlers.
Yeah, I know. I tried to tell him. I said, "We're disc jockeys."
So he's discriminating, which is his prerogative. He can throw anybody out for any reason. But he's discriminating against us because we're bowlers?
Yes. Yeah. And really, we're just people.
That's all.
Just people. People in bowling shirts, but yeah, he kicked us out of the bar last night. And if I only could remember the name of the bar,
Reservoir.
What was it?
Reservoir.
Because I laid that on him on the way out. I said, "Does your radio get 102.7?
Mm-hmm.
"Yeah, I don't know." I said, "Well, just wait till tomorrow, buddy. Just wait." He said, "That's fine. Get you and all your friends get the F out of here
with nobody causing any disturbance."
No. We just had on bowling shirts.
No, because I was sitting at the bar talking to one of the guys on the Fockers team, and this came out of nowhere, and I figured somebody like took a swing at somebody
or something like that.
No,
the guy just hates bowlers.
There was almost a something.
Because normally when I'm in a bar when somebody gets thrown out, it's normally me.
Yeah, well, what happened is one of the Fockers, I think, was emphatically defending us and raised a finger as if to point,
uh-huh.
And then Dennis Farina did the classic old man, "I want to get in a fight, push the finger away," sort of, "Nah!" And then there was a lunge and it broke up, but that's as far as it got.
I wish I knew the reason behind that. I really do.
I think he just doesn't like bowlers in his bar.
And because that bowling alley's right around the corner, maybe they spill in there and they've caused trouble before?
That's my theory. It's bad clientele.
Get out of here. You're a bowler.
Hey, guys, hold on. V's on the telephone. Hi, V.
How you guys doing?
Oh, baby, how come you're not here today to sing the national anthem topless?
Oh, my God. Next time you're in town, I will.
You promise?
Yeah, but I'll give you a private showing.
Oh, wow.
I wanted to apologize. I can't come to D.C.,
Oh, I wish you could come for strip trivia tomorrow.
Oh, you know what? I have to work all day.
Oh, really? Oh, that's too bad. Will you promise we'll be up in a couple of weeks again. You promise you come in and sing the anthem?
Yeah, I'll bring you guys some cookies.
Thank you.
Wow.
just bring the cookies that were in your shirt.
Hey, were my nipples hard when I sang?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they were.
That's good.
That is good.
See the effect you have on me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you see the effect you have on us? Yeah, V, definitely. Listen, we're going to put you on hold. Johnny will tell you when we're coming back up the exact date.
Great.
Make sure that you're here to start the show that day.
I love you guys.
We love you more.
We love you.
Bye. Wow.
Thank you, V.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That's
hold
V.
On.
She sang the national anthem topless on the show.
Yeah. If she can't bring cookies, maybe she could bring pie.
Now, listen, girls, please call 877-365-3636, 877-692-1027. We got four girls. We need at least three more for tomorrow's strip trivia, and then we can open up the phones for the fellas. Now, here is some of the important information that I wanted to pass your way. Hold on.
What happened here?
We got it.
Give me a minute. Hold on.
Just music.
I got the information. I got to cue it up, though.
They use those alcohol-stained papers in front of you.
Here's how we are giving away the key today that can start the AT&T Simply Wireless Mercedes-Benz C230, the compressor sports coupe, the hottest new car from Mercedes, 6-month waiting list for the car. We got one to give away on December 14th, courtesy Simply Wireless at AT&T. And today, it's the easiest way of all to win. You don't even have to listen or participate in the show. Here's what you do.
All right.
If you live in the D.C. metro area today, just go to the Simply Wireless store. They're in Montgomery Mall.
People in New York can do it, too.
Right off 270.
Yeah, go to the Simply Wireless store right now.
All you got
to
do is go in, and you can go in any time from now until 9 o'clock tonight and simply fill out the registration form. And tomorrow on the air, we'll have a random drawing, and the name we pull out will be the person who wins the key for today's show.
Beautiful.
So I don't think we can make this any easier for you.
Fantastic.
You can go to the Simply Wireless store in Montgomery Mall anytime from now until closing tonight at 9 o'clock. You don't got to buy anything. You don't got to do anything.
Just go there.
Yeah, just fill out the form.
Now, if they happen to sell you something, all the better.
More power to them, but really, no pressure. Just go into Simply Wireless in Montgomery Mall until 9 o'clock tonight. Fill out the registration form, and tomorrow on the air, we'll pull out a name at random, and that person will win a key that can start the Mercedes.
Find out why they're simply charming.
Okay, so that's Simply Wireless in Montgomery Mall. They're open right now. They're open till 9 o'clock tonight. Just take a couple of seconds out of your busy schedule. Stop by and register to win a key.
There you go.
And tomorrow you'll hear the drawing live on the show. Okay? So that's how we're giving away the AT&T Simply Wireless Mercedes-Benz key on today's show.
Easy.
Okay, that's it. Hello, Don and Mike Show. What was that?
I shouldn't have had that Eggs Benedict for breakfast.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, you should.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air. Hi.
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 Don and Mike.
Yeah.
This is Lewis.
Oh, Lewis, turn your radio down. You mean Lewis, the guy who was on the street yesterday?
Yeah.
Hey,
did
Lewis,
you have fun yesterday? Did you enjoy it, Lewis?
Oh, yeah. I had a blast.
And how are your fangs?
They all right.
There's that laugh again, that magical laugh.
There he is. So, Lewis, what kind of response did you get from being out on the street from your friend yesterday in the Diamondbacks jersey?
People just basically saying I'm a fag and all of that for betraying the gangs because I'm from New York.
But you're famous now. You're world famous now, right?
Yeah.
All right.
My cousins were like, oh, you're crazy.
Your cousins. I'd like to meet them. My cousin Lewis. All right, Lewis. We'll see you later, dude.
All right. Yo,
all right. Yo, what?
I wanted to know if I could pass by and y'all could sign the T-shirt that
you
gave me.
Yeah, sure. Come on by.
Okay, I'm going to come with one of my cousins.
All right. Bring one of your cousins. Here is Joey on the Don and Mike Show. Hey, Joey.
Hey, I was there last night. I had a great time.
Yeah, we had an S-load of people show up, and what's nice is...
I really wasn't there. Just a prank phone call.
Oh, just a prank. Oh, get out of here, Joey. What's nice is after we get done with the bowling, we're able to socialize with a lot of people. And we had... are you okay, Mike?
Yeah, just getting comfortable, Don.
We had quite a gaggle going with us last night. Let's get right to the hot gutter balls action. You're fighting gutter balls last night, ladies and gentlemen. Let me set the stage for you here. You know, we're the world's worst bowling team, and we're bowling these guys, the Fockers, from New York. Now, these guys are a regular bowling team. They're in a league, and I was told by more than one person when we arrived at the Bowmore Lanes last night that they had been there warming up. They'd already bowled something like 3, 4, 5 games before we got there.
Wow.
So, we bowl them. the first game, and you'll hear about this in a second. The star of the first game was Lisa,
yeah,
when she had an incredible amount of strikes before she...
I think four or five strikes.
Before she started to pound. We lost the first game. We barely lost the first game. Everybody on our team last night bowled great. Every game, we don't have the stats, but we all...
Unfortunately, they were left behind.
There's no surprise there.
But we all bowled, like, above our averages. So the first game was very close. Second game of gutter ball action, we lost again. But, again, I got to say, very close.
Yeah, very close.
Like, within 70 pins.
And making progress.
What needs to be said also is because of the age of the lanes and the wooden alleys, I was talking to the manager. Everyone who bowls usually bowls about 20 pins less a game at those alleys. So the fact that we were keeping our average is really quite remarkable.
So here's where it gets exciting. Hot gutter ball action. We bowled two games against these guys. They beat us. You know, they didn't kill us. They beat us.
They beat us handily in the first, very, very much in the first game.
They say to us, no, I think the first game, even the first game, we lost by less than 100.
Did we?
Yeah.
About 90, I think.
So it's because I was thinking about myself. I was putting myself before the team because that was my worst game of the night.
No, me and team.
Right.
I mean, I.
So they say, hey, how about one more game?
What?
And we say, no, you know, two is our limit.
Uh-huh.
And then they say, now this came from the Fockers, not from us.
Right.
They said, how about we bowl one more game for $500? That's $100 a person. Now, normally, I think you know us. We don't like to wager.
No, not at all.
We gave it a moment's thought, and we said, why?
Sure. Yeah, and, of course, in order for us to make the wager, we had to be handicapped.
So we said, give us 190 pins.
And we'll bet you.
And these guys, you know, thought that they were, you know, taking candy from a baby. They went, sure, no problem. We'll give you 190 pins. Game on. So,
and something about that, something about the wagering, you and I went into a particular zone as of that very moment, as soon as there was money on the table.
Well, I think the deal is that they were making us. From the second we walked in, they were setting us up.
They thought they were.
Maybe not playing as well as they could have in the first and second games because they were so close. And then thinking, hey, you know, we're going to take $500 from the big mouth disc jockey.
They were really into it. They're like, you know, put your money on the table. You know, put the money on the table.
A little hustling. So we get the $500 together, and they got their $500 together, and, well, we beat their ass in game number three. Even with a handicap,
you know,
I think...
They only got us by 73 points.
73, so we were well within our handicap range.
So, we get done. We, of course, you know, listen. Now, I want to just say that the money that we ended up winning, we donated to the Red Cross, but we immediately took... the $500. That's $100 a person on our team.
Exactly.
We put it in our pocket. We said, great. You know, we're going to donate to the Red Cross.
And we were acting like schoolgirls, just jumping up and down, hugging each other, kissing each other.
So we took your money. It was nice. Thanks very much. This is the best bowling time we've ever had. And then they came back and they said, double or nothing.
Right.
Double or nothing. Now, at that point, I said, no way, we're already big winners. And then Mike has to sit me down and say, listen, if it's double or nothing, if we lose, we don't lose any money.
Right.
We only lose the money that we've already won.
We're playing with the house's money.
So then I said, great, yeah, Mike's right. Bring it on!
Yeah, big time.
Bring it on!
It's one of your no-pressure situations.
Right.
So they, now this, again, this is all on the Fockers. They brought it on themselves.
Right.
They go, they hit the ATMs, they come out, we make them put the $1,000 on the table.
There it was, and that's when we went to town.
And that is when, and they cut our advantage to 180 pins.
Yeah, that was the negotiation for the double or nothing bet.
And ladies and gentlemen, your gutter balls came through with our, hands down, our best team game of the year.
If I'm not mistaken, our team set was like 585.
Which for us is pretty strong.
I mean, all the way down the lineup. Golden Boy, Melwood, Rummy, Head, myself, Goose. We were in, as the athletes like to say, the zone.
The zone, baby.
The zone. And we beat them.
Something about that money on the table.
Yeah. We beat them. That's the first time we've ever won two games in one night. Also the first time we've ever bowled four games in one night.
Right.
And you know that second game of the betting, we actually led for the most, the better part of it without a handicap.
But we won.
Sort of
weird. Based on our handicap, we won. And that's all that counts.
Right.
So we took their money. I mean, I know a lot of you probably think, well, you guys are dicks for taking the money. But as we told them last night, we're giving the money to the Red Cross. But listen, we had to bet because they wanted to. And,
yes.
And I got the feeling that the Falkers thought that they were setting us up. It's like the movie The Sting.
And, of course, bowling, like any other sport, much more fun when there's wagering involved.
Everybody's game was elevated. Everybody started throwing strikes. And lots of spare action. Mm-hmm. And it was a good time. And
it was a good time was had by all.
It was fun to take the money from the Falkers. And, again, that money goes to the Red Cross. And we thank the Falkers for being men of their words and coughing up the $1,000 that they insisted on betting. Listen, and once again, I just got to tell you, it came from them.
Right.
Not from us. We were happy enough to lose the first two games and have them be close losses.
But we sure enjoyed the wagering once it started.
Yeah. And then, you know, they lost the first, the betting thing, and they came back. They had like a huddle.
Yep.
And they came back and they said, double or nothing.
Double or nothing, and they thought they were going to do it.
Yeah, and they didn't do it. So we were big winners last night.
We're so happy.
Red Cross is big winners. Falkers are big losers. And officially, we won two games last night.
Yeah. We had a great time. It really was.
Which for us is outstanding. And then we went on a pub crawl. Some of us crawled longer than others. I know one person, in fact, who crawled an incredibly long amount of time. And she, once again, is the Don and Mike Gutterballs player of the game.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, a night in the middle of Manhattan as the Gutterballs took on the Falkers. Yes, it was another in the continuing series of Gutterball bowling events. An event, but like many others, would have a different levels of significance for different people. What should be mentioned first is the stellar game put in by Rummy. Yes, Lisa Herndon in game number one.
She was magnificent.
Pulling it out of some place we don't even know. Perhaps the relief that her pregnancy test had come back negative. She bowled more strikes than she has at any time in the past, and it was amazing. However, after her stellar performance, another old habit developed. Plunging desperately into alcoholism as she celebrated her incredible victory. Chugging contests.
Yeah.
Shooters. Not turning down any drink that was put in front of her. Lisa celebrated to the extent where it turned into an all-night blackout. And in the morning, the horrible truth was revealed. As she opened her eyes to look at the face of Jim the Chin McClure. Yes, a great evening, followed by a great celebration by Lisa Herndon. Rummy, you earned your nickname last night. But there were other stories for the Gutterballs. That's right, the wager. It was mentioned before. Money put down on the table. And then the Gutterballs pulled through.
That's right.
Winning a grand total of $1,000 for the good cause. That's right. They proved that they are indeed money players. Special mention should go to Buzz Burbank. Buzz Burbank, who decided he would put together a narcotic cocktail that would tranquilize even the biggest of racehorses.
That's right. Melwood came through.
Melwood Vicodin Burbank. Smooth and silky with his open bowling shirt. A style only he on the Gutterballs possesses. That's right. Flailing in the breeze was Buzz's bowling shirt as his ease of motion, easing down the lanes with the narcotics coursing through his veins. The medicated Buzz Burbank had a stellar performance. And then the Gutterballs decided since they'd won $1,000, they would go to a pub next door. And imagine their surprise when they were thrown out.
Tossed out on our ass.
For no other reason than they were bowlers.
Just bowlers?
That's right. The bar known as Reservoir was a reservoir of bigotry towards bowlers.
F Reservoir.
As owner Dennis Farina decided he couldn't tolerate the singing and the dancing and the celebrating, so it was on to another bar. But they will never forget the owner of Reservoir. Dennis Farina has proven to be a bigot against bowlers. All bowlers should boycott him. But that does not put a damper on what was an incredible evening at the Bowmore Lanes in Manhattan as the Gutter Balls hoodwinked the Falkers, taking their money right off the table.
That's right, we did. We did. But our lead story has to be, once again, Rummy, who, listen, here's the phone call. I call her this morning to make sure the show's set up, and she says, hi. I said, hey, what time did you get home last night? Because, as I mentioned, Rob and Buzz and I split before everybody else did.
Good night.
I said, what time did you get home? She says, I don't know. She said, and my money for the Red Cross? I lost it. Or she said, someone stole my money.
A blackout, if you will. Total lack of consciousness.
And then she said, she fell asleep with her boots on.
That's right. Boots on, pants off, Jim McClure, next door.
Yeah, and it was Big Gum Jim who was escorting her home last night, right?
Very, very sleazy, that Jim McClure. A man who cannot be trusted.
Newlywed Jim McClure.
Newlywed Jim McClure. Just people. Just on a visit. Just on a mission to see gutterball bowling at its finest. Yes, sirree, but with the narcotics, with the alcoholism, the gutterballs still managed to prevail. Special mention should be mentioned to Goose and Golden Boy, who anchored the team stellarly.
We did.
In the money game.
We did our best games ever we had when the money was on the line.
Yes.
And the question now is, and this one I mean seriously, after last night with Jim McClure, is Lisa Herndon pregnant?
That is the question that should be answered. Is she going to give birth to a chinless baby boy? Only time will tell, for in 6 to 8 weeks, it will be necessary to revisit the early pregnancy test.
Now, you should also know, and thank you for the wrap-up, a great wrap-up.
Thank you. Thank you, John.
Also, you should also know that this morning, as Lisa and I got done down in Cancer Corner, smoking, I have a cigar, and she's having one of her thousands of cigarettes. She mentions to me as we're going to get Johnny his coffee. She says, "I'm still drunk." no shock there.
Gee, wasn't that 2 weeks ago?
Come on in, Rummy. Come on in and say hi to everybody. Because I don't think she's not, except for not bringing in the card about the Simply Wireless thing, she's not made a presence known on the show today. Howdy, Rummy.
Hey, guys.
There she is. Hey, there you go. All perky.
And what about when we saw her walking down the street? We're sitting in the diner and we see her walk down the street.
Yeah, it was funny because she was walking about 4 feet in back of her eyes.
So you found your money for the Red Cross. Where did you find it?
In my front pocket.
Oh, good. And how is it that you woke up with your boots on?
What's that?
How is it that you woke up with your boots on?
You know, I just woke up and they were there. I don't know.
Just Pete, though.
Now, the chugging contest you were in at the bowling alley, that was like, that was like
a... kicked ass.
That was like
pitcher.
A pitcher
now,
of
was
beer.
Was that after we bowled?
Yes.
That was after I had $200 in my front pocket.
It was you and the late Matt Stout and Richard.
And Richard.
Kid, right?
Richard
that
the driver.
That was our anchor.
And,
Richard was drinking ginger ale.
I don't think the beer got to Richard.
No, it didn't.
Quite honestly.
There was, there was not enough beer.
Matt finished it.
Yeah. There was not enough beer for Richard because...
not enough to go around.
Lisa hooved that first pitcher. I mean, it was down the hatch.
And then there was a chugging contest.
Yeah.
And then there was
that
a shooter.
Was my idea.
A shooter drinking contest.
Yes,
and a just drink everything you can contest.
Right.
Hold on, Johnny, come here. Because because Johnny wants to tell us about how drunk Matt Stout was last night.
Funny.
F Matt Stout.
I think Johnny was Matt Stout imbibing heavily? Oh, my God, that's right. I remember that.
I've been out with Matt many a time.
Right.
I've never seen him like this before. I was up against a pole on the PAT train.
Mm-hmm.
He is leaning his head on my shoulder going, Johnny, what are we... Johnny.
Johnny. So drunk.
Here, this is visual, but here. This is Matt.
So effed up.
It was kind of a magical evening last night.
Yeah, it was.
Now listen, we were there. Can you tell us how the evening ended for Lisa? Does anybody know how Lisa ended up?
She was there after us. We left. We took off, but she was still there.
Oh Rummy.
Now the question is, I think the operative question, are you still feeling the effects of last night? And I don't mean with a hangover. Listen to the gum.
Come on. Are you? Do you think you're still drunk?
What do you think?
No, come on. Come on, really.
No, man, I feel great.
You said to me downstairs, I think I'm still drunk.
She feels fuzzy, is how she feels, like she's not even there.
I'm here.
Last time we saw her, she was sitting at a table with Matt Stout's liver.
And how did, of all the guys to end up with, Jim McClure... I mean, Jesus Christ, that's really...
Whoa, 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 whoa.
That's bottom feeding right there. How did you end up with Jim McClure?
Jim's my buddy.
Listen, Rummy.
My baby daddy.
That's Rummy.
My baby daddy.
Rummy, once again, she lives up to her name.
Yeah. Give her a round of
Rummy.
Applause.
Drunk, thank you, gentlemen.
Drunk again the morning after. It's a good thing you're not pregnant.
Good thing I didn't have short ribs.
Yes. All right, because then you would have had the quote-unquote food poisoning.
That's right.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. Okay, thank you, Rummy.
Good evening.
Good day to you, ma'am.
Good evening. I said good day.
Good day.
Good day. I said good day.
Wow. She looks okay. She sounds drunk.
Yeah.
When we saw her walking down the street.
She didn't look okay about an hour ago.
That was the eyes. You could just see just eye level.
You know what? She got like Tammy Faye Baker makeup on today. She's got like tons. You got it caked on today.
We worked out on West 57th and her suitcase was rolling her down the street.
Oh, come on.
It's shocking.
Lisa, when I left the office, weren't you trolling on the makeup? Come on, come back in here. Yes, you were. When I left the office, she was...
The foundation.
She was painting herself back up again.
The foundation. No.
Yes.
It's freshening up, Don.
Okay.
I was putting on lipstick.
Hey, something's got to cover the gym blossoms.
The broken capillaries that are already forming in her mid-20s.
Rummy.
I'm
laughing
at my... WC
Herndon. What's WC? For WC Fields. Big blowing nose. Horrible.
All right, well, thanks,
Rummy. I still want to cuss at you right now.
That's okay. You can dry up over Christmas break.
That's okay. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
At the clinic.
Hello.
Can't say that, Lisa.
Hello.
Hey, hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Frazier Dundee. I have a question for Lisa.
Yeah, hold on, Lisa. We got a question for you.
She lost her money and lost track of the time. I'm just wondering if she needs to retake that test, if she forgot anything else.
Well, that's what we are...
Six to 8 weeks from now.
We are speculating that last night something happened with newlywed Jim McClure.
Yeah.
Perhaps a baby stout.
Because I'm like that.
Okay, this is Frazier Dundee signing off.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. I don't think, no matter how drunk she got, I don't think she'd ever F Matt Stout.
No.
Despite the direction in our bumper, which says F Matt Stout.
Right. Besides, I went home with Matt Stout.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Mikey.
Hi, you're on the air. Hi.
Okay. I wanted to talk to Michael Jackson, actually.
Michael Jackson?
Yes. Is he in the studio today?
I can get her. I can get her.
Yo, Michael, look at that fine, fine piece of that. Oh, what I would do to her.
She's very appealing. And can I tell you something, Chris?
You my man. What the? Oh, boy, would I like to get into that booty.
I can get her. I can. Come on. What do you want, sir? Hello?
Hardly hear you.
Okay, goodbye.
Yeah, bye then.
Bye.
What a dumbass.
Hey, look at the sign Lisa just put on her shirt. I love Nick. That's nice.
That's wonderful.
That's nice. Why, you think he's listening now? To hear about your night last night, Rummy?
Oh.
Because when you want a gesture to carry weight, put it on a post-it.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Amen. Okay. All right, yeah. And Nick, don't worry about it.
Everything's fine.
Don't worry about it.
Just drunkenness.
You'll be able to tell if the baby's yours or not immediately. I mean, I think you'll be able to discern a McClure baby.
Okay.
As opposed to a Nick baby.
Come on. That's good.
Okay, good comeback.
That's enough.
Okay.
Let's break.
Dazzling wordplay.
We need a break.
Nick will love the baby, McClure, as if it was his own.
He doesn't have a chin.
Yeah. He'll love it as his own. Nick is a loving fellow.
Absolutely. Good man. The baby that'll want its formula in a shot glass. and have a smoker's hack.
Hey, Remy, you got to go answer the phones now. We need call 100.
Ah, fine.
877-365-3636 or 877-692-1027. Caller 100 right now. Prize package selected especially for you. Then we'll get back to the strip trivia stuff on a big show. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Me? That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two f***ing balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 f***ing grand? Yeah, right, I'm sure.
They only play commercials when they get bored. Don and Mike.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Yeah.
All right, call 100 time. Here we go. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
I am the 100th caller.
Right. Yes, you are. And what's your name?
Caroline.
Hi, Caroline. Where are you from?
I'm from Brooklyn.
Call 100. And Caroline, you won the WWF Survivor Series prize pack. That's WWF Survivor Series in your home on demand Sunday, November 18th at 8 p.m. Do you like the wrestling?
That sounds cool to me.
Everybody loves the wrestling. Call Comcast or Cox Cable now to order this pay-per-view event. Caroline, thank you for listening.
Cool. Thanks a lot, guys.
Okay, hold the line a second. Now that the contest is over,
yes,
I want to say our lines are open exclusively to get two more girls for strip trivia.
Yes, two or 20.
Two guys, as many as we can get here. We're going to load up on the girls, and guys, you'll have your chance to call in later in the show today to play strip trivia tomorrow.
Very good.
When we're back in D.C. at WJFK, the last strip trivia of the year with a chance to win the Mercedes. We give away a key for the Mercedes, and we'll give away the WWF Survivor trip.
All right.
I think I said is it to Toronto or is it
Netherlands? Toronto, yes, Toronto.
Well, no, I got one piece of paper that says Toronto, and I got another piece of paper that says something like North Carolina.
Yesterday you were saying Toronto. Toronto, North Carolina.
All right, hold on. See, look, hold on. Here's what I got. I got this one here.
Ottawa, Tennessee.
I got this one that says WWF trip to Toronto. And I got this one that says WWF trip to Greensboro, North Carolina.
Welcome to Vancouver, Arkansas.
I'm guessing probably it's North Carolina.
Well, I'm sure they like their wrestling up north, but
either way, it's a trip somewhere. To go to the WWF Survivor Series. That's the grand prize tomorrow for strip trivia. So, girls, call in now. Please.
Maybe the wrestlers will come to their house.
Call in now, please, for strip trivia if you can play tomorrow. We still need more hot, juicy girls. To register for your chance to win the key that can start the Mercedes.
Juicy.
Today, go to the Simply Wireless store. Simply Wireless store in Montgomery Mall. That's today until 9 o'clock. Everybody that goes in and fills out the entry blank is in the random drawing on tomorrow's episode.
Very good.
What are you doing, Rummy?
Checking out the instant feedback about my baby.
Oh, come on. Go answer the phones, please.
Oh.
We need girls for the strip trivia. Yeah.
We need juicy girls.
We need lots of juicy girls. She's in here reading the instant feedback about her baby.
High functioning means it doesn't affect your work.
Let's see. What does it say?
What about medium functioning?
A Nick baby would just be stupid, but a McClure baby would be stupid and chinless. See, Lisa, you shouldn't read these. These will hurt your self-esteem.
Very cruel.
Dan from Long Island writes, hey, can I knock up Lisa too?
Yeah, she won't remember.
All right, here we go. RB from Maryland. Let me scroll down and see what he writes.
Oh, RB.
Lisa's baby will be dumber than a bag of rocks, given the level of fetal alcohol syndrome it'll be exposed to.
Oh, dear.
Then John from Virginia writes, Nick O'Teen. John from Virginia writes, she didn't come to wear boots, she came to drink. Buzz, why do they put Tylenol and Vicodin? Don't they know it F's up your liver if you drink? Scott from New York, is there a number I can call. I'm one of the fuckers who bowled against you guys last night. Yeah, just call the New York number.
Bet you $1,000 you can get through.
There you go.
You'll get right through.
Let me see. Long Dong Chong from the Bronx writes, nice meeting you guys last night. Lisa has a great ass.
Great ass.
She's got a great ass.
A great ass.
Oh, hold on. Let's take another call for Strip Trivia, line four. Who's this? Hello, Tammy?
Yes.
Hi, Tammy. Where are you from?
From the D.C. area.
Beautiful. You want to play tomorrow?
I sure will.
Oh, isn't that great?
Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
I haven't a clue.
Oh, come on. You got to help us out on this. Describe yourself, please, physically.
Brown hair, brown eyes. I have 5'1". I have no clue.
Do you have big hips?
No.
Good.
Do you have big T's?
No. I understand I have a nice ass, though.
Ah, I'll take that. She has a nice ass.
That's good enough for us.
Okay. All right, listen, you're in. We'll see you tomorrow, Tammy.
All righty.
Okay, hold on a second.
Okay.
And that means we need at least two more juicy girls.
Yes.
Before we can open up the phones for the fellas.
Some lively girls after that last go.
Hold on. Who is this?
Juicy.
Mike. Hello, Mike. Donna Mike Show. Hi.
Hi, I'm Donna Mike.
Hi. Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
I'm a student at George Mason. And my sister's in the Chi Omega sorority there, and I'm trying to convince her to convince a bunch of her sisters to come out and do strip trivia for you guys.
Well, they got to call real fast.
Well, I'm asking you guys if you can just go out on the air and ask them yourselves.
No, it doesn't work that way. No, you pressure your sister yourself into doing it.
I don't want my sister doing it, man.
Well,
let's try to examine what is the purpose of this call.
That you want? What do you want? The girls in her sorority to do it?
Yeah.
Well, they're not going to do it.
Yeah.
Not unless your sister does.
Yeah, right. Hey, is your sister hot?
My sister?
Yeah.
Well, if you talk to the sports junkie, she interns with them.
Oh, does she really? Well, she couldn't play anyway because she's a pseudo-employee for the station.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about her. She's got some really hot POAs.
Well, what have you done to motivate them to play?
Well, I told my sister to give them a call, and I'm just asking if you guys...
All right, I'll throw it out. Well, what's the sorority?
Chi Omega.
Chi Omega, all right.
All right, we need all the girls from Chi Omega
to call us. Hold on, we got a girl on the line right now. Thanks for the call. Tammy. Is this another Tammy? A different Tammy?
I think the Chi Omega is the sister is the sorority to that guy's fraternity, Dumma Assa.
Hello, Tammy.
Donna Mike?
Hi, Tammy. It's another Tammy. Tammy, you calling for strip trivia tomorrow?
Yeah, I really want to play.
Oh, beautiful. Oh,
fantastic.
This is working out so good. Tammy, how old are you?
I'm 23.
Who's the celeb you think you most resemble?
Actually, I look a lot like Leah Remini.
Oh,
wow.
Baby.
Really?
Baby.
We are first. Is that something you've always wanted to do?
Yeah, except I don't think you guys will like my balls.
Oh!
I knew there was something up with that.
Totally got it.
Oh, we
you
got
know what?
It. Here's the funny thing for that caller.
We got it.
The funny thing for that caller is after he made the change, it wasn't that far away from the woman's voice.
Oh, but he
my
got
balls.
Us. No, he got us. Come on.
But usually it works best when you get the, hey, how are you?
Good
luck with the surgery.
Listen, joining us now, girls, Juicy Girls keep going for strip trivia.
Juicy Girls.
877-365-3636 national number, New York, 877-692-1027. We're doing all this pimping at the beginning part of the show today because a lot of the stuff that we do on Friday,
right,
we're going to do today, like the Jeopardy and the Pick the Pro stuff, so that tomorrow's show can be all nudes all the time.
Very good.
Cool. Joining us now is F. Matt Stout.
Oh, good.
Who wants to tell us why he's not at WNEW today.
Now, Matt, why aren't you at work today?
I'm working on it. Every time I get to the door, I'm feeling a little ill this morning.
Listen to him shaking.
Food poisoning.
So how many times have you puked, Matt?
I think at least 7.
Oh.
Matt was
fluid or chunks?
And I have a big lump on the back of my head, which John explained to me. I guess I fell down last night.
Huh. Yeah, John said when they were on the train.
Right.
You know, John, come in and say what happened
Johnny,
to Matt
did
last
he,
night.
Did he fall at one point?
What he was doing was he was sitting on the floor of the train station. He was being held up by a map, and then he slid down from the map and completely fell on his head while he was sitting.
He's so drunk last night.
Wow.
Oh, F me.
F Matt Stout.
Oh, man. That's true.
Were you, did you spend a lot of time with Lisa last night?
I think I had Nick save me myself last night. I'm not sure. But I think she's still drunk. She keeps thanking me and for the chugging contest when we were on hold for the break. So.
You know, you really do sound a little wobbly, Matt.
Oh, I'm very wobbly.
Have you ever been as drunk as you were last night at the bowling alley?
You know what? I consider myself a grade A alkie, and last night was top two or three.
God. All right, thanks.
Number one.
All right, well, F Matt Stout. Thank you, Matt.
All right, guys. I'll see you soon, hopefully.
Yeah, are you going to be in before the end of the show tonight?
Oh, yeah.
No, we don't think so.
No, not a chance.
All right, bye, Matt.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
He's done it all
in vomit. Good job.
So every time he wants to leave his apartment,
he wants to puke.
Yeah.
He wants to puke. I get to the front door, and then I have to run to the bathroom again, and then I have to go lie down.
That's right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Wait a second, let me take one here.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
Actually, I was just calling about those Chi Omega girls.
Yeah, what about them?
You don't want them on the show.
Why is that?
I've seen some of them. They're not pleasant to look at.
Are they nasty?
They are.
Heavy-duty beef on their hoof?
I'm sorry, what?
Forget it.
A lot of hips.
Well, when I said nasty, I meant nasty in the bad way, not the good way.
Oh, yeah, they're not nasty good. They're not nasty can't catch. Yeah.
Now, do you go to Mason?
You just don't want to look at them.
Do you go to Mason?
No, I did for a little while. I ended up at GW.
Different sororities, different sororities at different schools are different.
No, I know. I'm talking about the Chi Omega girls at Mason.
Well, how do you know that this class is not different than the class that when you went to Mason?
Because I still hang out with some of the guys at Mason.
Oh, all right.
And I mean, are you talking like the entire sorority?
There's like one or two girls that are kind of cute. That's pretty much it.
So is it basically just a sorority for ugly chicks?
Yes.
Well, what would be the hot sorority?
You know, I'm not quite sure. Mason, it's kind of tough.
At George Mason, I don't think there is such a thing.
Yeah. No, there was one because Christine Kerner was in a sorority.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What was her sorority?
I don't know.
I don't know. It was Remax, right?
I am going to Noah.
Remax. All right, thank you for the tip, my friend.
You're welcome.
See you later. Bye-bye. Hey, you ever bang any of the ugly chicks from the sorority?
What's that?
You ever bang any of the ugly chicks?
Yeah, actually I did end up banging one of them.
Okay, yeah, I thought so.
It's called the Greek system.
I thought so.
Classy guy.
That's nice. See, I thought he banged one of them.
Sure.
They're ugly, but I bang them.
Hello, Donna.
Just don't break the seal.
Donna Mike Show.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hi.
Where's the gutter ball going to be next week?
That is an excellent question. Rum, rum, rum. Here she comes. Run, rummy, run.
I can do some Fairfax.
Here she is. Rummy, where are we playing next week?
Hold on.
She's looking for
it'll be
right
a much
now.
Mellower time. It always is when we're back home for one simple reason. We all drive our own cars.
Here's the thing. We're playing the team of the homos.
Oh, we're playing the homos next week. And they're going to be playing in drag, right?
Well, here's the thing. Don't think they do drag. There's going to be drag queens there.
Oh, okay. Where's this going to be located?
Well, he's in Maryland. And I don't think that he told me where. I don't know.
Rummy.
I thought it was downtown. Because don't we have to go to a... Either...
We're going to go to a gay bar if we lose.
I believe things are beginning to crumble.
I think so.
I believe the foundation of the show is now beginning to crumble.
He didn't tell me yet. He's based out of Maryland, and he's looking for somewhere in Virginia where we've already bowled.
I see. All right. Tell us tomorrow when you're not drunk.
It's going to be really hot. Got a ball action next week, huh?
Yeah, very hot ball action next week when we bowl against the homo guys. And the bet is, if we lose, we got to go to a gay bar with them. And if we win...
Yeah, I think that's why it's downtown D.C.
Right. And if we win... Oh, listeners, shoot. And if we win, we're taking them to a strip club.
There you go.
Cool. So it's us against a bunch of homo guys.
Oh, my God.
Get that information to us as fast as you can, Lisa. Hello, Don.
You need to be handicapped for that.
Don and Mike Show. Hello, turn your radio down, please.
I mean our bowling.
Oh, okay. Hello.
Otherwise.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, how you doing? This is Don and Mike.
Yeah, it is. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Dwayne calling from Berlin.
Hi, Dwayne.
This is what I need you guys to do. Next time you put a DAP, a dumbass Puerto Rican like you did yesterday on it, you got to get the screen by Buzz first.
Why is that, sir? We'll never know.
Don't know.
So turn your radio up.
Joining us now is one of the Fockers.
Very good.
And last night, I don't know how many times I said that. I don't know if they heard me. Nice game, Focker. I love saying it. Here is Scott, who is in fact one of the Fockers, one of the victims of the hot gutterball action last night. Hello, Scott.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Hey, Scott. We're doing great, except for Lisa. How are you doing?
None of us are feeling too good.
And which one are you, Scott?
I'm Hammer, Scott.
Oh, that you remember on his shirt it said Hammer?
Hammer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this guy's a hell of a bowler.
Yeah. Yeah, I bowled pretty well last time, because that last game was messy.
Well, you guys had the tough lane.
We had a tough lane. My members were falling down drunk.
Yeah, and listen, you guys, you wanted to go double or nothing.
You always got to double down when you got money on the line.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I wouldn't agree with you more. Too, but
you what?
I would have gone another double or nothing, but I don't think we were going to be able to pull it off.
No. Boy, I would have loved that.
I would have. Yeah. We would have been up for that.
$2,000.
It would have been a lot of money. But God, tough night going, though. One of my teammates threw up in a cab on the way home.
Oh, no. Which one?
Naughty.
Yeah.
You know, there's no question, last night was magical.
Festive.
Oh, and then the worst part is, so Naughty and I are eating pizza at like 3 in the morning, and I go in my wallet and realize that every bar we've gone to, I've left a credit card at.
Oh, poor guy. Oh, Scott. God
damn. I got to go back to Reservoir at about 3 in the morning. Naughty wouldn't go with me. So I had to go back in there and deal with the Nazi bartender.
Now, did you take your bowling shirt off when you went back in there?
Yeah, bowling shirt was off.
Right.
But what kind of idiot opens a bar next to a bowling alley and then doesn't let bowlers in?
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more.
And the guy was a super dick, because I walked up to him. I said, hey, what's the big... Because he pointed at who's the tall guy on your team with the baseball hat?
That was Naughty.
Okay, right, Naughty, right. He points at him. He singles him out and he says, you all have to leave because of him. And meanwhile, we're all wearing bowling shirts. Right. I said, I walk in and say, hey, dude, what's your problem? And he says,
hey, bud.
He says, no bowlers. You see that guy? And he points to Naughty from the Fockers, and he goes, he's a bowler. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, I'm standing there with the gayest bowling shirt in the world on. The one from, now these guys, the Fockers, they had on real classy bowling shirts.
Right, great.
Yeah, you know, ours look like the iron-on stuff on the back. He doesn't even notice that. He just says, he's got to go. He's
yeah,
got
he said
to go.
They have expensive bowling shirts.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Well, I'm sorry I had to go back there. Did you get all your credit cards back?
I found all my credit cards.
Good.
You know, woke up this morning a little confused as to what had happened.
What was it? There was something in the air.
Yeah, we forgot about the chugging contest that you guys brought it up. We forgot about wrestling one of your interns in the lane.
Oh, no, that, yeah, hold on. Who was that? Hold on. Elisa's got the information. Rummy? Who did the wrestling?
He was in the lanes wrestling Matt Stout.
Ah, oh, Matt Stout.
F Matt
I was
Stout.
Officiating it.
There he is again.
Yeah, totally blew my arm out somehow.
Oh, God. Well, you guys, you are the most fun bowling team we've ever bowled against.
Well, thank you.
And we meant what we said. When we bowl against the hookers or the naked chicks, all of the Fockers are invited to come and join
us.
Yeah,
that was part of the deal. When you paid your bet, we said we'd do that for you.
Yep, thank you, guys.
You got it, Scott.
Last night.
It was an excellent time. Nice partying with you.
Yep, talk to you guys later.
Thanks, Scott.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And, you know, it really has to be mentioned. I don't think we've mentioned it. Nice people that worked at the bowling alley, too.
Great people.
I mean, great service. The waitress was terrific. It really was, because we were a tough crowd.
And nice listeners who turned out as well.
Yeah. Hey, hello, Andrew. Hi, Andrew.
Hey. How you doing?
Except for that homeless dude.
Yeah.
Like the Howard Hughes guy who was in love with Lisa.
Had like 15 things hanging around his neck.
Hello, Andrew.
Yeah, when are you going to have an intervention for Lisa? It seems like she has a little bit of a drinking problem.
No! I like to think that these Thursday morning get-togethers we have after bowling are Lisa's intervention.
She's always hungover.
Yeah, she is.
You've gathered that, huh?
Yeah, she's always hungover. As a matter of fact, she's not just hungover now. I mean, she's drunk now. Here she is again to defend herself.
You know,
now she's going to go after you, sir. Get ready for it.
Okay.
No, I'm not going to go after him. I just want people to know that when, you know, we come to New York City, I like to have a good time. I don't have a drinking problem. I'm not a big person, you know, when we're at home. I'm a homebody. Mm-hmm. I like to, you know, just kind of hang out and relax. But something about this damn city,
yeah.
Don't know.
You're right.
I don't think she's alone.
Yeah, there's something about the city.
Something, I think anybody, you know, it's on the road.
I'm not an alcoholic, okay?
All right, thank you, Andrew.
And, you know, we've also, all of us have been coming up here about a year longer than Lisa, so we've gotten a little bit out of our system.
Yeah, and we kind of know how to pace ourselves. Well, you and I, Rob.
Kind of.
Yeah, you know how to pace yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hello, Chad. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Chad.
I do.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Chad, hey, man.
Hey, I just wanted to thank you for... a great time last night. I had a blast.
What was up with that crazy guy, the older guy?
I was just talking about him. There's like this homeless dude who looked like he hadn't bathed, you know, since Jimmy Carter was president.
Long gray beard.
He had the long beard. He had the big, ugly, dirty fingernails. And he had all of these, like, soup cans and stuff.
I said, what's that?
And hanging around his neck?
Well, no, he had this thing hanging around his neck. I said, what is that? He said, it's a flute. And it was a case like a flute case, and I'm not talking about the skin flute, I'm talking about a regular flute case that he had, and I was waiting for him to play it.
Jesus Christ.
I said he's from Brooklyn.
Chad. You know,
shocker, he was talking to me all night.
Thank you. Thanks for coming out last night, Chad. We got to run. Are you there?
Yep.
All right, goodbye. See you later. He's out. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Listen, we're having great fun here, but let's not forget.
Did you leave Chad hanging?
We need Mike.
It's real timely, yeah, isn't it?
And it was 1 year ago yesterday.
1 year ago yesterday.
1 year ago yesterday. There you go. That's Mike O'Mara, funny man. The funny man on the show.
Thank you. I'm here all week.
Listen, we need a couple more girls for the strip trivia. We got to hype the hell out of this.
Come on, girls.
877.
Juicy.
365-3636.
I can pace myself.
877-692-1027.
Hanging, yeah. Chad. Somebody shoot me.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Mike from the Red Cross. We haven't heard anything about a $1,000 donation yet.
Oh, get out of here.
Hey, you
Mike.
Know what? If you're with the Red Cross, you got your own problem. Problems to worry about right now.
Yeah, you know, we've got a bunch of people telling us.
We need Lisa blood, if you can help us with that.
Get out of here.
It's a fire hazard.
We've got a bunch of people now telling us that we shouldn't be giving the money to the Red Cross. We should be giving it to some other charity.
Like, you know, there's ours. They're taking a lot of heat, right, Buzz? I mean, They're getting a lot of crap.
There's been a lot of complaint about the lack of accountability and the fact that not a lot of money's been handed out yet.
Mm-hmm. Who just blew their nose?
I did. I killed my mic.
Robbie,
I'm
still
sorry.
Heard
I
it.
Killed my mic. I'm sorry. I don't know what's happened to me. I've sneezed like 20 times.
Maybe you got anthrax.
I can pace myself.
Hello. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Another one falls.
Hi, who's this?
We're dying.
This is Mariana.
Mariana?
Yes.
Are you calling for strip trivia, honey?
Yeah, actually, I had a joke for you guys.
No, this is not a real accent.
And I gave her my phone number in case you guys didn't like
it. She's a guy.
Lisa, who screened this? You screened this, Robbie?
My phone number.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
We have a phone number for this girl. She wants to. Okay, listen, I'll tell you what. We'll call you back.
Oh, you're going to advertise my phone number?
Yes. Okay, so the deal is, you tell us, you know the deal, right? Since we don't like people telling jokes on the show, if you tell a joke and it's funny, then great, we part as friends. But if the joke is not funny, we give out your telephone number.
Yeah.
You're cool with that?
I'm coach.
Okay, all right, hold on. We'll call you back.
Okay, sweetie.
All right, bye-bye, sweetie.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Here you go, Rob. That's
trouble.
You.
Something's up.
Big-time trouble.
That's the number right there. Well, we got a phone number.
Well, let's make sure that she answers it, or he answers it.
you think it's another one like that?
It's trouble.
Something's
it's
up.
Trouble on some level, Don.
Okay.
As sure as I'm sitting here pacing myself.
And I'm getting a ton of, speaking of fake callers, I'm getting a ton of instant feedback saying that Glenn the Janitor was on Stern's show today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we're going to have to cut ties with him.
Very good.
If he's such a radiophile, he can't remain exclusive. You got her?
Yeah, I'm hot.
Okay, there she is on the hotline. Okay, hello?
Hello?
Okay, so we've got your phone number, and you realize that if the joke is not funny...
If you don't find it amusing.
Now, if we...
Are you a man or a woman?
I'm a girl, the last time I looked.
Okay, all right.
If
the joke is not funny, we give out your phone number, and I promise that if it's funny, we'll give you your props.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, what did the banana say to the vibrator?
What?
Why are you shaking? She's going to eat me.
All right, here's the phone number, everybody. call this lady up.
Ooh, no sense of humor.
On your part. You
had a rooster and your donkey ate.
Are you sober? I know this is a theme today, but I...
And your donkey ate the legs off my rooster. What would you have?
What?
Don't say it.
Yeah, that's not funny anyway.
Have you been drinking?
Hello? Listen,
yes,
everybody.
I've had a drink.
You've had a drink. Okay. Listen, everybody. You want to call this lady and call her and tell her that she really slowed the show down. Her phone number is area code 25.
I thought that was a good joke.
Yeah, I know you did.
Taste.
I know you did. And you've been.
You know, it wasn't disgustingly nasty.
Two
good taste.
Area code is 25.
That's a matter of opinion.
The area phone number. And please, I mean. put her on your speed. She just hung up.
Right.
Yeah. Put her on your speed dial. Area code 253. Her phone number is 503-4808.
Compliment her because she can pace herself.
That's
another
why,
drunk broad.
That's why we don't like girls
at
and
all.
Guys calling the show and telling jokes.
Right, exactly. And, you know, we are fair. We are firm but fair. Yeah. If it is a funny joke, somebody in the room is going to laugh at it.
Right. But as it turns out, with this joke challenge, I don't think anybody ever has had a funny joke, have they?
Well, you know, when we do make us laugh, we went through, what, three segments before we got a funny one.
Yeah, right.
And I still tell people the jokes that we have gotten on Make Us Laugh that really do make us laugh. I tell those jokes probably to about 30 people afterwards.
That lady's phone number again is area code 253-503-4808. Put her on your speed dial, and if you got one of them computer programs, do the thing that like calls nonstop.
Right.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hello?
Hi, Donna Mike Show.
Yeah, I want to tell them where to donate the money.
Well, you're talking to us. Where should we donate the money?
There's a fund run by Mayor Giuliani. I'm not sure the name of the fund. Their unfriendly buddy in the morning donated their money to it.
The Twin Towers Fund at nyc.gov.
Hmm. All right, okay, we'll find somebody worthwhile. Although I'm still thinking, you know, our first inclination was the Red Cross, even if they're getting bad publicity.
Absolutely.
What the hell? All right, we got a break. Do we have another girl for strip trivia? Hold on, let me see. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yeah, I got a joke for you.
No, honey, no more jokes. We're just looking for girls for strip trivia.
Oh, because I'm listening to the radio, and this woman was just on the radio telling a joke.
Yes, don't make the same mistake she made.
The deal is, if you want to tell a joke and it's funny, that's great. But if the joke is not funny, what we have to do, we have to get your phone number in advance. And if the joke's not funny, we give out your phone number on the radio.
Uh-huh.
And then America calls and tells you how bad it was.
See, but and that's a way to find if you really have the conviction in your material.
Oh, okay.
So do you think your joke is funny enough?
I think so.
Do you understand what we just told you?
Yes, I understand.
All right, explain it back to me.
That if the joke is not funny and nobody laughs in the studio, that my phone number will be given over the air.
Okay, get her number, Robbie.
All right.
Hold on a second, please.
They don't learn.
Okay.
Well, you never know. I mean, you always hold out hope.
Line two.
I'm in a goofy mood today. You know, I could laugh my ass off if somebody had something that was funny.
Me too.
You know, like Helen Keller went to town riding on a pony, stuck a feather in her cap, and called it, Nay!
Okay, we got the number. Call her back.
We do indeed.
Cell phone? Okay, call you back.
Call you back, ma'am.
Okay, call her back.
Just the facts, ma'am.
Call her back.
I understand. I have a joke that I perceive is funny. And after 30 days, it's marked final at $36.
So look, we need, Remy, how many girls we got for strip trivia now? We got five? We need at least two more for strip trivia before we can open up the lines for the fellas.
Marianne on the warm line.
Okay, Marianne on the warm line. Here she is. All right, Marianne, go ahead. Let's hear your joke.
Yeah, there's these two women on the elevator. And the elevator stops, and this guy gets on the elevator, and he's got all this dandruff on his shoulders. And one of the women says to the other woman, this guy needs head and shoulders. And the other woman says to the other one, how do you do shoulders?
All right.
Head and shoulders.
All right, here's the phone number to call Marianne at.
And thanks for the help at the end.
Yeah, we get it. Area code 301-972-6316.
You know, here's the deal. Not only is it a bad joke, but you have to, even if it was a good joke, not well told, and you got to be able to tell a joke.
Yeah.
There are people that can't tell jokes. I'm not a good joke teller. I used to know a guy that could tell 14 in a row, and but she's having a good time.
Yeah, right, sure. Wait till their phone rings off the hook at 301-972-6316. Marianne, thank you.
Okay.
All right, see you later, honey.
Bye-bye.
Bye,
Doug.
Okay, goodbye then.
This is why public executions won't work. People don't learn from example.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
It's Mitch.
Oh, we got a break. Hi, Mitch. What can we do for you?
I just want to let you all know that I love your show. Long time listener, first time caller. You guys are great.
All right. Thank you so much, Mitch.
Y'all take care. Good luck on the bowling.
All right. Thanks. Don't need the good luck. We got the magic now.
That's right. We got money.
We got the ball magic. We got a break. Girls, call for the strip trivia. And if you want a chance to win the key for today's show that can possibly start the Mercedes-Benz, go to the Simply Wireless store in Montgomery Mall today until 9 o'clock tonight. Everyone that goes in and fills out the form is registered for tomorrow's random drawing. So do that. We will be right back at 9 on Thursday.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Back then, drinking usually was a source of humor, especially on the Dick Van Dyke Show. Off camera, no one recognized a problem.
I don't ever recall him not showing up. I don't ever recall him getting surly or nasty. I mean, I'm sure you'll hear this, too. At certain times at around 5 o'clock, he would draw martini glasses on his script while we were having notes or something like that. But it never seemed to be an issue.
Right. You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
And that's the national number, 877-365-3636. And from New York, your hotline to the show is 877-692-1027.
If you don't get wood, we don't get paid. The Don and Mike Show.
Big show today, bigger show tomorrow. Strip trivia. Let's welcome girl number 6. Say hi to Jennifer. Hey, Jennifer. Jennifer? Oh, hold on. Hey, Jennifer.
Yes.
Hi, honey. Where are you calling from? Hello?
Hello. I'm here.
Yeah, where are you calling from, Jennifer?
My cell, so I'm in Northern Virginia.
Beautiful. You want to play the game tomorrow?
Sure do.
Lisa tells me you listen for a long time.
Oh, yes. We love you long time.
Ah, there you go. Love you long time. Who's the celeb you think you most resemble?
I think like a cross between Mary Lou Henner and Adrienne Barbeau.
Oh! That means cans.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, okay, come on down. We'd love to have you play.
I am looking forward to it.
Okay, see you tomorrow. Hold on, Jennifer.
Okay.
That makes 6 girls. That means we need one more girl.
Anytime you hear Barbeau.
Yeah. Or Henner. That's hot.
Henner and Barbeau.
There you go. That's what you should probably name them.
Yeah, Henner and Barbeau. Yeah.
Dean Wrighty.
Say hi to Henner, say hi to Barbeau.
Okay, so we need one more girl to complete the stable of fillies for the last strip trivia of the year that we're playing on tomorrow's episode to give away the key to the Mercedes and the WWF trip, which is to North Carolina for the WWF Survivor Series. So, girls, you got one more shot to call here. And, guys, we'll open up the phones for you momentarily now because we're doing strip trivia tomorrow. We're going to play a Friday favorite today.
It's game time now. I'm Dave with cash for you and me. Set up a Don and Mike game show. Don and Mike
play. To the show, one of my all-time favorite actors. We've never had him on before. Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to the legendary Morgan Freeman.
Well, hello, Don.
Morgan.
How are you, Don?
First, what's up with your skin, man?
What do you mean? You mean these little dots I've got all over my skin?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Your guess would be as good as mine, but I'm not sure how I got them and how I'm going to get rid of them.
He's got lots and lots of fantastic movies to his credit.
Thank you.
One of the best actors of our generation.
I appreciate that. I've made a lot of films.
You sure have?
A lot of films in my day. I really have. And I've had the opportunity to hang around most of your support staff for the last few days, and I've enjoyed observing each and every one of them. It's been a fine time I've had here in New York City.
I don't know if you've noticed it, but in most of Morgan Freeman's movies, and we won't get into them because it's one of the categories on Jeopardy, but in his movies he has a certain narrative style that he uses when describing people or places or things.
I'm not sure that I know what you mean about that, but I can size people up. I've been able to do that, and they've utilized that in some of my films. They've actually called upon me to analyze and narrate because I've got a voice that they tell me is very good for narration.
It is.
I appreciate that. I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
And you've been around, I'm guessing, everyone on the show. Now, this has been a surprise to me.
I've been around everybody.
You've been watching
here down in Washington, D.C., and I've observed some of the people around you that you work with on a day-to-day basis. And I'm going to tell you this, Don. I think you probably can observe people from afar better than you can up close, and I think that's why I maintained my objectivity.
Okay, well, let's find out what you've got to...
why don't you tell me who you'd like me to analyze? Well, I could do that for you.
First, I'd like to call her in to say, Rummy, wherever you are, Lisa, please come to the studio. You got the girl here on line 4. You just left on hold the girl for strip trivia. Please, that's vital.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got to answer the other phones. You know, she's of no use when she's drunk.
Well, I've analyzed her, too. I don't need her in here to analyze.
Oh, all right. And I see she's on the phone now. But you've observed Lisa Herndon?
Ah, lovely Lisa. Every man's dream. All the boys wanted her. The problem with Lisa was she wanted all the boys. Yeah, you'd think a girl that pretty wouldn't have a jealous streak. But boy, oh boy, just mention another pretty woman around Lisa, she'd turn into a real polecat. Sure, she'd pretend she didn't care, but the fact was all that time she'd spend with her mentally challenged boyfriend, Nick. Frankly, it had turned Lisa into an angry, bitter, jealous, empty shell of a human being. Yeah, a girl can only put up with a stupid man for so long. And Lisa was at her breaking point. That's when the drinking started. Yeah, she'd pretend to be a party girl when, in fact, the drinking was masking a dark fear that she would stay with that dumb old boy for the rest of her life. She told her co-workers she was finishing college, but everybody knew the truth. Lisa was staying home late every night, teaching her mildly retarded boyfriend Nick to read. That's my analysis on Lisa. I kind of felt sorry for the girl. And her liver was as big as the state of New York.
She's
pissed because the
he
deal,
is not stupid.
The deal was that if she took the pregnancy test, we were supposed to knock off the stupid stuff.
Well, Lisa, Don didn't tell Mike O'Mara that.
You know what, I didn't.
Yeah, he forgot to, so I didn't get that memo.
You
maybe
started
next
to
time.
Hear me through the soundproof glass yelling, no!
Well, I guess that was a fitting way to go out with that line of comedy.
Okay.
I'm real sorry about that, Lisa, but if you'd like to keep that as a souvenir, you can. Absolutely.
Okay, say it. Say Nick is not dumb.
I'd like to say Nick is not dumb. That's right. And I'm not an African-American. No, I'm just kidding. No, that's fine. Okay. Can I move on now?
Please.
Thank you. Who do you like me to analyze next?
Well, I'd like her to leave the room first.
This is really helping the rhythm of this bit.
She was mad.
That's good.
That was on me, because the deal was... But I think, Rob, you came up with a way around that, right?
Well, we promised you wouldn't say it.
Oh, really? So I guess that leaves us all wide open. There's nothing like the wrath of a woman. I tell you that right now. You don't get that polecat angry.
What about the man sitting directly to your left there, Buzz Burbank?
Now, I almost hate to tell you about this next man. An elderly fella.
Oh, no.
Buzz Burbank. Man barely able to feed himself, much less deliver the news.
Oh.
Yeah, it seemed to me that Buzz Burbank had been born an old man. And I suspect I was the only one who knew that he was dying.
Oh, now Morgan.
A man can only last so long when his stomach is chock full of holes. Buzz would pop more pills than Judy Garland. And he was starting to look like her, too. Yeah, his pale skin and sunken eyes and the smell of death that he always had around him kept his co-workers at a distance. So much so that Buzz used to get lost in airports and train stations. With his memory going and steadily losing control of his bladder and bowels, Buzz was the picture of despair. A man whose only real purpose was waiting for the Grim Reaper to tap him on the shoulder. I'm sorry, Buzz. the end is coming soon. Thank you very much.
Oh, Morgan, that's, you know, that's like a scene in a Morgan Freeman movie.
Yes,
where,
it is.
You know, you get the narrative.
I understand. This is true. It's
you get
sad.
The music. Well, now that leaves...
And tell a lot about a man dying by looking at his eyes.
That leaves the three of us. I guess you've got me and Mike and Robbie Spiewak. I think I'd...
Yeah, there are lots of people, you know, on your support staff. There's Ken Stevens and Joe Ottinger. And then there's another fella I'd like to tell you about right now.
Who's that?
You might not remember him, but he used to work real closely for you.
Charles Broyhill, I bet.
Now, lots of folks consider the Don and Mike show to be a success. But what they don't know is years ago, behind the scenes, there was a man who was the real success story. I'm talking about Charlie Broyhill. You see, it's just plain miraculous that Charlie can sit upright and talk. Yeah, you might call Charlie a miracle. Because he was raised by apes. That's right. In the mountains of Africa, Charlie was brought up by a group of silverback gorillas. They taught him to be self-reliant and how to feed and groom himself. Why, even today, if Charlie gets mad enough, he might just throw his poo at you. His office floor is covered with straw and urine. What Charlie still has trouble with, though, is talking. Charlie just never seemed to understand how to communicate with humans verbally. Oh, he'll give you a look or a grunt, but the words just don't come out. But since Charlie didn't even come into contact with anything other than an ape till he was 21 years old, I still think he's a success. As a matter of fact, you might call him a miracle. So stop by his great ape house, kick away some of the straw and urine, and say hi to Charlie Broyhill. He'll grunt at you, but he still knows you care.
Well, you really have done extensive research. He used to be our producer.
I know, Don. I know everybody that worked around here, including Joe Ottinger.
All right, now, Joe is currently our, how old is Joe? 45, something like that?
60.
37. I know the truth. I did some research on Joe Ottinger. As a matter of fact, I researched Joe more than just about anybody else on your show. I found out he's near 70 years old.
All right, and he's the world's oldest phone screener, and you've dug up something on Joe?
I do indeed, Don. You know something, it's hard to know just when Joe Ottinger's brain dried up. Some say it was the mid-80s. I only know one thing.
What?
That boy is as slow as molasses in winter. Joe just don't think like other people. There's something missing. A circuit broke. A misconnection. Now, there's a rumor that Joe's head is made of pancake batter. And although he's never been tested, I think I saw Joe sneeze out a pancake once or twice. Joe tries to do his job, but he just can't seem to get it right. Tell that boy to turn left and he'll go the other way. Tell him to get serious and he'll laugh like a crazy man. Everybody knows the reason. Why, he's a walking, talking pharmacy. If you pump that boy's stomach, it would make Elvis Presley dig himself out of his grave. Ah, yes, sweet, doughy-headed Joe. Not a care in the world. Not a clue, either. That's Joe Ottinger, ladies and gentlemen.
You got a lot to say about a lot of people who work here, man.
Including you.
All right, well, hold on. Let me cue your music. I'd love to hear what you have to say about me.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I've enjoyed talking with all you people around here. You got some crazy, crazy critters in this hallways of NAW and WJFK.
All right, I think we're ready. Lay it on me. I'd like to hear what you have to say about me.
Don Geronimo. Don Geronimo. Now, most folks had trouble getting by the tough, gruff, outer cookie of Don. But I knew that inside there was something really sensitive. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
No, I don't.
I'm talking about a pussy-whipped man.
Oh.
Yeah, Don would seem all mean and ornery. When it came to dealing with his wife, Frida, he'd wilt like a flower in a freeze. Some folks said that Don wasn't able to take a leak at home without the permission of the little woman. And I knew this was someday going to boil over. You see, ladies and gentlemen, Don's a proud man. And I was the only one who knew that Don was filling his trunk every day with rope, duct tape, and an oversized oriental carpet. And he had a really big project in mind. Yeah, Dom was planning on getting away with something. And that something was murder. That's you, Dom. Absolutely.
Well, you think, man, I am pussy whipped.
I only have a couple of more people that I'd like to analyze for you. And I'm going to tell you why I'd like to do that, because I know you got a boss here, a guy that you work with every day. He signs your paychecks.
Oh, you must be talking about Ken Stevens.
Oh. Yeah. Don and Mike, that show had to overcome a lot of obstacles each and every day. Go ahead, stop that music.
Well, you had a slow recue on that.
Sorry about that. Yeah, they had to overcome lots of obstacles. And every day, the biggest one is a man named Ken Stevens. Ken doesn't really like Don and Mike, because they're the only ones that know the cold, hard truth about Ken Stevens.
What's the truth about Ken Morgan?
That he's related to Osama bin Laden.
He looks like him.
Yeah, all you have to do is take a real hard look at Ken. You'll see the resemblance. Ken keeps pretty much to himself. And that's smart, because anyone he gets close to somehow ends up dead. Ken's been battling skin tags most all his life. They hang off his neck like ornaments on a Christmas tree. Sometimes the boys get bored, they roll down the hallway to Ken's office and simply reach over and yank one off. And when they do, man, the blood. Why, it's a river of crimson. And Ken sure does hate it. You know something about Ken Stevens?
What, Morgan?
Between the skin tags and his famous cousin, Osama bin Laden, Ken is a tired, sickly, miserable man. And a lot like Buzz Burbank, Ken sits in his office, looks out that window, and just waits to die.
Just waits to die.
Each and every day. But I like Ken, because I like people that know who they are. And Ken knows who he is.
Who's he?
A frightened, scared relative of Osama bin Laden.
Well, you know, listen, I just got to say you've nailed everybody right on the head today.
Except for one.
Uh-oh. Oh, I bet I know who it is.
There's one left.
Mm. Is he standing behind me?
Rob Spiewak. I knew the moment I laid eyes on Rob Spiewak that he was chock full of hate. Beneath that jolly exterior was a soul as dark as night. Sure, Rob would smile at me when he'd see me, but I knew that deep down inside, in his inner self, he wanted me on a boat, going back to where I came from. Yeah, that old Rob Spiewak might be able to fool some people. You know something, he couldn't fool me. He was clam. And the worst kind. I often wondered how a man's soul could get so clouded with rage and hate. Maybe he was dropped as a small baby. Maybe he had a tough childhood. Or maybe it was what I thought was more likely all along.
What's that?
Rob Spiewak, that boy just wasn't getting laid.
Oh, no!
That's right, Rob. Go to your rallies, your meetings, burn things, keep on hating. One day it'll catch up with you. I just want you to know I got eyes in the back of my head. Thank you, Rob.
Well, you've nailed everybody. You've nailed everybody on the show, Morgan.
But I appreciate that, Don, and I know you're going to play your little game here, but I just want you all to know I'll be watching you.
All right. You're an astute judge of all of our personalities.
That's right. And if you were offended by that, don't you worry. I'll give you all a piece of candy.
Phone number 877-365-3636.
And wanted to say something that rhymed with Andy.
And New York, your number is 877-692-1027. I think we got a champion, right? So we just need a challenger.
Are we playing strip trivia?
Oh, no, that's tomorrow.
Oh, damn.
That's like tomorrow.
I got to go make water.
We are playing Low Budget Jeopardy, and we'll take the first call to be the challenger right after this.
And Mike Show.
Everybody get out of here. There's a lobster loose.
Making a daily commitment in the eyes of God. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Goddamn right. Now listen.
Oh, I'm not sure I like that.
You know, we're giving away a Mercedes on December 14th.
Goddamn.
Yeah, Mercedes-Benz C230 compressor.
Oh, man. Goddamn, that's a good car.
Sports Coupe. That's courtesy of AT&T and Simply Wireless.
Sports Coupe.
We're giving away a key on tomorrow's show with Strip Trivia.
Also, a trip to the WWF Survivor Series.
That's fine.
Listen, we need, since we got six, we need at least two more juicy girls before we let the guys call.
Not juicy.
Well, we like juicy rather than dry.
I understand what you're saying. It's good they're all plump and juicy.
Phone number
like a turkey.
877-365-3636. 877-692-1027. We got our players for low-budget Jeopardy, so call now for the strip trivia for tomorrow. Girls only.
All right, then.
And if you want to win a key today, today's key for the Mercedes that could possibly start this car, it's a six-month waiting list for this car, go to the Simply Wireless store in Montgomery Mall today until 9 o'clock tonight.
My Lord, your show is busy.
It sure is.
You got all sorts of things going on, don't you?
Tonight until 9 o'clock, go to the Simply Wireless store in Montgomery Mall, fill out the slip of paper. Tomorrow we'll have a random drawing, and that person gets a key for the Mercedes.
Simply Wireless.
Simply Wireless.
Well, that's good. You're a busy show, lots going on, games, prizes, keys, cars. You just got a full plate, Don Geronimo.
I sure do, Morgan Freeman.
That's all right. I do, too. I got a full plate. Always very busy.
Really?
I'm busy all the time. People knocking on my door ask me to be in their movies.
Yeah, well, that's one of our categories today is the movies.
Sometimes I say yes, sometimes I say no.
What have you said no to?
I've said no to several movies. Starring roles in Boogie Nights.
Oh, no. Oh, you mean the Marky Mark thing?
Yeah, they wanted me to play Dirk Diggler. I think I would have been good in it, but I had to say no. I had to draw the line. They wanted me to be Obi-Wan Kenobi in the Star Wars movies. And also, I turned down a starring role in Dude, Where's My Car?
It's the industry's loss.
I understand that, but I'm still happy I'm working. That's all that matters. Are we going to play that game of yours?
Yeah, we got two contestants here. We're going to play Low Budget Jeopardy right now.
This is Morgan Freeman to tell you this is Low Budget Jeopardy. Now entering the studio is our returning challenger. Well, I guess if it's a challenger, it'd be a first time here.
Yeah, you're right.
She's from Yonkers, New York. She's a stage manager. Well, isn't that nice? Let's say hi to Emily Rems.
Hello, Emily.
Hi, guys.
Hi, honey.
Now entering the studios, a returning champion. He's a one-day winning total $45. He's a service manager from Washington. Let's say hi to Preston Moulton.
Hey, Preston.
Hey, Morgan. Hey, LQ.
Hey, Preston, being a returning low-budget Jeopardy champion, how has it changed your life?
Well, my wife gives me some more often, that's it.
Attaboy. That's good. And now, coming into the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. Let's please make welcome, if you will, a talented actor in his own right, Mr. Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Thank you, Morgan. And
Thank you, Donald.
Kids, Emily and Preston, don't forget, answer the form of a question. I live with my mom. Wearing a clip-on tie, suit by Mr. Guy called me Alex Ellis for playing the game. Then it's LQ and Quizmaster. I'd always call him Morgan Freeman.
Damn, damn.
Morgan.
Damn.
Freeman.
Why are you saying damn?
Because I should have taken the role of Harry Potter.
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
Freeman.
Right here. Morgan Freeman.
Freeman.
Right here.
Okay, we're going to play the game. Here are your categories, kids, and they are Morgan Freeman movies.
That's a good category. I applaud you.
These are movies that you've starred in.
I applaud you, Don.
World Series 2001.
I am not a baseball fan.
Classic TV shows.
Classic television.
Black and white or black and white and color.
Oh, come on now.
Oh, come on. I know it's a tough one.
I know you're trying to get controversial on my ass.
Oh, no, this isn't nothing. I'm not
playing. You're trying to get controversial on my ass.
I am not.
As you always do.
I'm not playing the race card.
I understand.
Well, you want the race card to be played. There's your man.
I got my eyes on him. He's clad. In the worst kind.
Guess the celebrity bra size.
I like that.
And states and capitals.
Well, fine.
Well, kids, one more time. Here you go. It's Morgan Freeman movies.
That's my favorite category.
The World Series.
Very good.
Classic TV shows.
All righty, then.
Guess the celebrity bra size.
Don Geronimo.
And states and capitals. And Emily, you're a girl. We like girls better than boys. We will start with you.
I'll take classic TV shows.
All right, this is a real simple category. All you got to do is tell me if the classic TV show, all the episodes were in black and white, or did it start in black and white and end up in color? Okay? Here's your first one. Gomer Pyle.
Black and white.
Oh. That was not in the form of a question.
Now, Miss Emily, I suggest you familiarize yourself with the rules.
I will do that, Morgan. I'm sorry.
Preston, here is your opportunity to perform a little larceny.
What is it? Started in black and white and finished in color.
That's right. Started in black and white, then went to color.
You are on the board with $1, Preston.
Go again, please.
Classic two.
Okay, for two. Leave it to Beaver.
What is black and white?
That's right, all black and white.
$2 for Preston. Select again, please.
Classic TV for three, please.
Okay. My Three Sons.
What is color? Black and white, then to color.
Right again, you are.
You've run the first category. You must be thrilled.
Totally thrilled.
All right, select again, please.
What is Morgan Freeman movies for?
Attaboy. Attaboy. Yeah.
Now these, you should just fly right through these.
Fly, baby.
Co-stars Tim Robbins.
What is High Crime?
Oh, my God.
Maybe your most famous movie.
I believe it might be. Emily? Your chance to steal.
What is Shawshank Redemption?
Right. Who doesn't remember that? Where they're calling through the excrement at the end of the movie?
Emily, you have made me proud. Way to go. Select again, please.
I'll take Morgan Freeman movies for two.
Right. Co-stars Chris Rock. This is my favorite Morgan Freeman movie of all
Preston,
time.
Preston, your chance to steal.
What is Hard Rain?
No.
Why do you keep saying Hard Rain?
That's a movie I starred in. I believe Michael Douglas was in that. No, that's Black Rain. Hard Rain was another movie.
That's right. I saw that one, too.
I don't know.
The one we're talking about is Nurse Betty.
Nurse Betty, yeah. I played the tough guy. I was a hitman.
Nurse Betty.
I enjoyed that role. Emily.
Morgan Freeman movies for three, please.
Stars Tia Leone. Co-stars Tia Leone.
Oh,
listen to this.
What a piece of ass. Preston, your chance to steal.
What is Kiss the Girl?
The name I remember was like it was the movie besides Armageddon. It was called Deep Impact.
Deep Impact. Tragedy about, about Armageddon.
Yes, right.
About the big, big, huge meteor hitting the planet in the sea, causing a tidal wave.
You played the president.
I played the president, and I did it damn well.
Hey, darn good at it.
Emily, you're in control. Pipe down, Preston.
Celebrity bra size for one, please.
Oh, here you go. Guess the celebrity bra size. I've got the answers right here. Friend of this show, TV star Leah Remini.
I'll say, what is 32C?
I'm sorry, Emily. Preston, your chance to steal with bra sizes.
What is 34C?
No, lovely Leah is a 34B.
What lovely perky breasts she must have.
And I've been to her home. I've spent the night in her home.
Have you touched them?
They smell delicious.
Oh, fantastic.
They smell and taste delicious.
Just the taste, my friend. I know. There's nothing like the taste of a breast. Emily... Emily, you're in control.
For two, please.
I don't have to tell you that, Emily.
celebrity bra sizes for two. She's hot, too. Gwen Stefani.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What is 32C?
No.
I like her. Preston, your chance to steal.
What is 34B?
34B. She's got the exact same size boobs as Leah Remini does.
I watched her on the MTV. All right, Preston.
I want my MTV. Bronze for three, please.
All right. And we end the hot thing right here. Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh dear.
What is 34A?
No, Emily, your chance to steal.
What is 34C?
No,
Whoopi Goldberg, 36C.
C, she's got big C's.
Shocking.
Yeah, big bouncing C's.
She sure does.
All right, Preston, you're in control.
World Series series for one, please.
All right. Maybe the best World Series ever just ended last week. For one, he played his final game in Game 7. He's gone to retirement.
Who is Roger Clemens?
Oh, my God.
Oh, come on now. Emily, your chance to steal. What a kind of homo.
Who is Paul O'Neill?
Yeah, look, the girl got that one right, Preston.
Nice job, Emily. Way to go. Select again, please.
World Series for two, please.
Number of years the Arizona Diamondbacks have been in existence.
What is five?
No.
Preston, your chance to steal.
What is 4 years?
How many?
What is 4 years?
Four is correct.
All right, $2 for you, Preston. Select again, please.
World Series trivia for three, please.
Corporately owned name of the Diamondbacks Stadium.
Not Enron, is it? What is Enron?
No.
Enron.
Oh, no. Emily.
What is Capital One Stadium?
No. Bank One Ballpark.
Bank One Ballpark.
That's why they call
Never remember that.
They call it Bob, B-O-B.
And he hit a home run. You could say you banked one.
I guess you could, Warren.
I don't know. Preston, you're in control.
What is States and Capitals?
That's the last category left on the board. Here we go. States and Capitals. It is the capital of the great state of Indiana.
What is Indianapolis?
I'm sorry, not enough time. Emily.
What is Indianapolis?
Indianapolis, right.
Oh, if she's making a run, you can come close to tying.
States and capitals for two, please.
It is the capital of Georgia.
What is Macon?
Preston, your chance to steal.
Macon.
What is Augusta?
No.
Kids, maybe you've heard of Atlanta.
Atlanta? I may enlighten you as to the Atlanta city. All right, Emily, you're in control.
States and capitals for three.
The city of Atlanta.
It is the capital of Florida.
My.
This is a weak category.
Orlando, please.
Preston, your chance to steal Orlando. She's a fan of Disney.
What was that, Preston?
What is Tallahassee?
Tallahassee.
There you go. That's the end of the first round of the game.
Christ, Macon, Georgia.
My God.
And Orlando, Florida. All right. How much do these guys have here, Morgan?
Well, I'd like to say I'm disappointed in the education system of this country. Preston finishes with $10. Emily has $3, Lord Quizmaster.
All right, guys. Good luck for you with the final low-budget Jeopardy here. We physically force you both to bet it all, and it's great because it's just a guessing game here.
All right.
Star Trek The Next Generation cast update. I used to love this show. I used to watch this goddamn show every single night. Maybe you remember Ensign Wesley Crusher. Ensign Wesley Crusher. He was a kid on the show.
A small boy.
In the form of a question, we need his current age. And we'll give you 1 year either way, on either side.
Okay.
The current age of Ensign Wesley Crusher from Star Trek The Next Generation. Kids, don't forget, answer in the form of a question, and good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive a real treat. My leftover Halloween candy. Yeah, I got a trunk full of this stuff. Gummy bears, Butterfingers, Mars bars, Chunky, Starburst, Nestle's Crunches, Almond Joys, Peeps, Charleston Chews, Dots, Zagnuts, Lemonheads, Jordan Almonds, Snow Caps, Now and Later's Saltwater Taffy, Getz's Caramel Bullseyes, Mike and Ike's, Bitto Honey, Root Beer Barrels, Goldenberg's, Peanut Chews,
we're out of time.
And a half pack of Necco Wafers. Now back to final low budget Jeopardy.
It's time now,
I'm tipping
with cash for you and me.
A lot of candy.
I have lots of candy for you, dog.
All right, we want to get to Emily first, right?
Emily, low woman on the pole.
Okay, here we go. Emily, it is the, give you 1 year either way, the current age of Ensign Wesley Crusher.
What is 28?
You know what? That's a winner.
Wow.
That's
that was a lucky guess, Emily.
That's a winner. Now, let's see how, what's his name? It was Preston. Preston.
I guess what is 26?
No.
I'm sorry. That knocks you down to zero.
He is, in actuality, he's 29.
Wow.
Ensign Wesley Crusher's 29, so we would have accepted 28, 29, or 30.
Wow.
That means, Emily, you're the big wiener.
Congratulations.
Preston, awesome. Don't go away yet. Yeah. Just go away now. Here's Morgan Freeman to tell you about your money and your prizes. Morgan.
All right. First of all, Emily, we double your score to $6 and throw in a $25 bonus for a total of $31. You've got a lot of money there, Emily. $31. Congratulations.
Thank you.
But listen to me, Preston.
Yes.
I've got some parting gifts for you.
Sure.
Are you ready?
Sure, Morgan.
All right. First of all, I've got some leftover root beer barrels I'd like to give you. And you have won a Dunkin' Donuts prize pack.
Sure.
It's a fine prize. Stop by Dunkin' Donuts today and pick up your favorite donuts. Grab a delicious Boston cream, chocolate, glazed, or try a new variety. Either way, Preston, You won't be disappointed.
I'm sure I won't be, Wolf.
Thanks for playing the game. And goodbye.
Thank you, Preston. And Emily, talk to you next week. Thank you. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Well, what can I say? It's been a pleasure to have an actor of your stature joining us on the show, Morgan.
Man hates to say goodbye to a group like this. Over you're bowling, you're drinking, you're eating bad food. But it's time for me to move on down the road.
All right, Morgan Freeman.
Listen, when I leave,
yeah,
I'd like you all to look at my bony ass. Goodbye.
There he goes. Wow. Oh, you know, hold on. I forgot the thing about Low Budget Jeopardy. It's a production of... What is it?
Coron?
Yeah.
You want me to get him back in here?
Yeah, well, please. Yeah, don't worry, Mike. No problem on your end. The problem is getting the cart to requeue.
No problem. Oh, hey, he's in the hallway.
Hold on. Here he is. Hey, Morgan, yeah, I forgot that. Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of?
Coron Incorporated, that is distributed by King World. You know, man gets tired of machines. Lousy machines. Hi, Pete!
All right, and he's gone.
There he goes.
Listen, we got the Pick the Pros thing coming up next.
Right.
Until they scab and bleed. And girls.
Girls.
This is, we're really in the final push. Now, our prices are insane.
Crazy.
We need at least one more, maybe two more gals, juicy girls,
all right,
for tomorrow's strip trivia, the final strip trivia of 2001.
Woo!
Now, you've done great thus far. I mean, we've already got six girls, but we need a couple more at 877-365-3636, 877-692-1027, playing the game tomorrow in D.C. at WJFK. Grand prize, the WWF Survivor Trip, also a key that can start the AT&T Simply Wireless Mercedes-Benz.
Excellent.
So just girls, okay? Call girls. Call us now. Girl, am I impassioned enough? Am I desperate enough here?
Come on!
Girls!
Come on!
Girls!
Come on!
Come on, Bronx!
Come on!
Call the show. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
You in the building?
Yeah, I just moved in Monday.
Oh, you like it so far?
Mm-hmm. Everybody's been real nice.
Well, that's because you have big jugs. I mean, your boobs are huge. I mean, I want to squeeze them. Oh. Mama!
Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636.
Right.
They're ready to believe you.
Somebody help me. Good God. 877-365-3636, national number, New York. Here's your hotline, 877-692-1027.
It's Dark Pants Time, the Don and Mike Show.
Always Dark Pants Time. This is the last call for girls, okay? I think we're going to have some last-minute walk-ups tomorrow, but we like knowing that we got a full field of fantastic fillies.
Absolutely.
How many we got? Do we got six so far, Remy?
Six.
Six thus far. Need at least a couple more.
Absolutely. We really do.
And guys, we'll leave the lines open for you in the next break to get the guys for strip trivia. And four-hour club members, we haven't forgotten you. We have a four-hour club coming up on today's show. Make your way out to Simply Wireless in Montgomery Mall today until 9 o'clock tonight to fill out the registration form. You don't have to do dick. You don't have to buy nothing.
Wow.
Just go ahead and fill out the registration form, and we'll have a random drawing on tomorrow's show.
Good.
To give away another one of the keys that can start the Mercedes, the AT&T Simply Wireless Mercedes-Benz C230. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi.
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 Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Okay, I wanted to talk onto the show.
Yeah, you're talking onto the show right now. Hi.
Hello, are you from this country?
Mm-hmm.
What can we do for you?
I want to talk about my girlfriend's boobies.
You want to talk about your girlfriend's boobies?
Okay, go ahead. Is this Nick?
No! No!
I want to be live.
You what? You are live on the radio.
No.
Yes, you are. What about Lisa's boobies?
Okay.
Oh. You can't do that. What are you doing here?
I'm doing myself.
He's doing himself.
As we speak to you?
Mm-hmm.
Is this Dick Stockton? No, I'll tell you what happened with Dick Stockton.
What?
Well, he's a good guy. We wanted to have him on the show today to do the Pick the Pros.
Yeah, I like Dick.
In the studio. He lives three blocks away, something like that, and he wanted a limo to pick him up.
Well, you know Dick.
And Richard was caught in traffic on one of the bridges getting into the city, and he was not able to pick up Dick Stockton, and Dick Stockton then was not able to walk three blocks to come to be on the show. So he wanted to do it by telephone, so we just said the next time we come to town, we'll have him in to Pick the Pros.
So we'll have Dick here?
Yes, we'll have live Dick in the studio.
Hey, that's
we'll
good.
We'll pick with Dick.
Yes, that's right.
All right.
And we'll get Dick's picks. Now,
we picked Dick to be on the show.
Listen, so we're not doing the Pick the Pros, which means we got an open segment here. And girls, come on, please.
Ladies, come on, what's the deal here?
I'm begging you now. I know it's short notice, we're playing the game tomorrow, but it's the last strip trivia of the year. So
strip trivia, we need five women right now.
Come on, what do you say? You know what would help, though?
What?
If you could turn around and see what Remy's doing? You know what that is? That's a personal call on company time.
Is she even listening?
No, she's not. Hi, Rummy. Hi, Rummy.
Who are you talking to?
Phones. Who? Phones ringing. Answer phones, please. Thank you. Phones are ringing. Please. Oh, she's talking to Rudy Marsky. Well, hang up on him immediately. Just hang up on him. Just answer the phone.
Hang up on that paperweight.
Rudy's waiting for his limo, too.
Listen, you know how we're always signing Ken Stevens up for stuff?
Yes.
We signed him up one time for an adult diaper thing.
Yeah, horrible things that we've gotten him involved. He's had horrible things delivered to him.
We signed him up for a Panty of the Month Club time.
Right.
We just got this back in the mail. We signed him up. The come on said, do you have herpes?
Oh. There you go.
If you have herpes, please send in.
Are we signing Ken up for a study?
Yes. Well, now here's what it is. Complete this questionnaire and earn $5. The survey is confidential. If you want to receive future communications about genital herpes and treatment options,
yes, he does.
Please call it. It has a number to call from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Be advised, if you're removed from our mailing list, you may miss out on future items such as counseling services, blah, blah, blah.
8 pills a day is a hassle.
So now what we're doing is they sent, as you can see, Ken Stevens is the name. They sent Ken Stevens a questionnaire.
Ah.
We're now going to fill it out on behalf of Ken Stevens.
And send it right back into them.
When did your health care provider diagnose your genital herpes?
1971.
Well, hold on. Was it within the last 3 months?
Mm-hmm.
3 to 6 months ago? 6 months to 1 year ago? More than a year ago? Or I can't remember.
I can't remember.
I can't remember. Can't remember. It's been so long. Okay.
So it's kind of like a multiple choice quiz.
Excellent. Right. Which of the following best describes the way you take medication for your genital herpes?
Uh-oh.
I take it only when I have an outbreak. I take it every day to reduce the number of outbreaks I have. Or I don't take medication to treat my genital herpes.
How about my wife forces it into my mouth and rubs my throat until I swallow it?
Let's do the I don't take medication.
Yeah,
very good. My genital herpes.
Of course he doesn't.
Okay.
But they also hide it in cheese.
What medication?
In a ball of cheese.
What medications do you take to treat your genital herpes? Well, now, this we can't have any. They have Valtrex, Zovrax.
Zovrax.
Zovrax, Ansi Clover, Vimir, don't know or other. That's what I'll check.
Because he uses vodka.
As a result of reading the enclosed information, are you going to make a special trip to your doctor or health care provider to discuss suppressive therapy for genital herpes?
No.
Okay. Do you plan to ask your doctor or health care provider if Valtrex is right for you?
Do you want to, does it have to be no? Could you write in certainly not?
No, I'll just check no.
All right.
Have you visited www.herpeshelp.com? That has to be yes.
Yes, often.
Yes.
Yes.
Because it's convenient for him.
If yes, did you find the information on genital herpes helpful?
No.
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 Did you find the product information helpful?
No.
No. If you would like to receive future information about genital herpes and product information by email, please provide your email address.
And you put it in there?
I put in his CBS.com address.
Excellent.
Let me see. Then all you got to do is call this number right here.
Very good.
And we can get some information for Ken.
And for filling out this form, Ken gets $5.
Yeah.
And he'll be thrilled. Ken Stevens, herpes sufferer. You know, I haven't seen those commercials on that they used to run for a long time. You know, where eight pills is a hassle.
America's too busy with
their patriotic commercials. Thank you for calling GlaxoSmithKline. If you know your party's extension, enter it now.
I do hold
it. If you know the name of the person. Thank you.
Thank you.
Herpes, 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 herpes.
Oh, and you know what, Rob? I bet you're going to have to hold on. Pick it up and tell him it's Ken Stevens' radio show. And he has herpes, talking about it openly on the air. Wants it off.
You have to answer it in the order in which it was received.
Because they're inundated.
Right.
It's a popular ailment. It's an outbreak.
So tell him it's Ken Stevens from the Ken Stevens Show. He's a broadcaster doing a national show, and he's open about the fact that he has herpes.
He's cold and he's sore.
And he wants to talk about, what is their stupid product? It's Valtrex.
Valtrex.
Wants to talk about Valtrex that he received.
Why do all herpes medications sound like they should be in the villain in the movie Star Wars?
Ken Stevens radio program, how are you? Ken has got herpes and he was just talking about Valtrex on his medical corner. And we were wondering if you could come on the air with Ken so you could discuss your product.
Ken's had herpes a long time.
Well... Now, what we would like to talk to you
I come
is we filled
from
out
the planet Zovrax
questionnaire to complete this questionnaire and earn $5. And according to that, we had to call into this number. And we're sort of walking through the process. So we'd just like you to come on the air.
And Ken's very open about it.
Is that okay? Ken's very open about it. And we're sort of doing like an on-the-air support group. So if you could join us just for a minute, that'd be great.
Ken Stevens, herpes sufferer.
Very open about his herpes.
That's okay. We just would like to talk to whoever is answering the phone because we're just walking through the system. So could you just take a minute and come on the air with us? Please?
I think we have a good day to you, sir, coming.
No. I bet he can pull
not
it out.
At all? Well, can you transfer me to someone in your media department? Bless
you. See, you know, say, Ken is a broadcaster who's open about the fact
that he suffers from herpes.
Ken is a broadcaster. He's had herpes for a long time. He's very open about it. And we're just talking about, is it Valtrex is the name of the product, right?
Yes, we must get to the planet Zovrax so we can destroy Valtrex and his legion. And his death troopers.
C-E-I-N.
His legion.
Why is your name always Rob Stein?
Rob Stein, producer of the Ken Stevens Herpes Corner.
Medical Corner. And it's the Ken Stevens Show Medical Corner is right. The name of the segment.
And Ken has herpes. I mean, have you, I guess you said that,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That Ken has the herpes?
I'm Ken's producer. I'm his personal assistant.
Well, he's open about it.
Ken Stevens, S-T-E-V-E-N-S.
It's a bright people
Ken
over
Stevens
here.
Show. Ken
your herpes
Stevens
is in good hands.
And then
if you got it on your hands, wow, you're in problem. Oh, you're well, problem city.
Not unusual, though.
If you get it on your hands, Christ.
Don't touch your eye.
Our home office is 22030.
What, are they asking your zip code? Oh, brother.
My God, all for herpes.
Sure, you can always reach me.
And, of course, Ken's primary question will be, how many pills do I have to hassle myself with a day?
I just want to get somebody on the line to say, hi, I'm Ken, Ken Stevens, and I've been suffering from genital herpes.
A raging case.
Hello, what are you doing? You giving him phone numbers or something?
We're being transferred now to the media department. He'll be glad to talk to him.
Ken's case
great.
So bad he hasn't showered for weeks.
The water stinks.
Simply too painful. And since 1975, he hasn't been able to enjoy orange juice or lemonade.
All right, so if I'm Ken, who are you going to be? My doctor?
Yeah, I'm going to be your doctor.
My doctor?
Dr. Alan Meinwand. Or I could be Dr. Jeremy Coleman.
Bingo.
Dr. Coleman.
I'm here with Dr. Coleman.
Hello?
And I'm treating your case, and there's nothing I can do.
Okay.
It might be one of the first cases of herpes that it would ever prove fatal.
What's happening now?
We're being transferred right now, I believe.
It really got complex when Ken developed the lesions inside of his nose.
Oh, okay.
Let's play it straight for at least a minute with these people.
Well, I think if we do that, you know, in the nasal passages.
Can you get herpes in your nose?
I think you can get it anywhere.
I mean, is it the deal where it's, you know...
It's genital, it's
hand,
also, but it's all...
Hand to genital to
any,
nose.
Any of the mucous membranes.
Yeah.
Your tear ducts.
Okay, so I got herpes in my eyes.
Eyes.
I'm Ken Stevens. I got herpes in my eyes. I got herpes in my nose. I got herpes in my duke.
Right.
I got herpes on my feet.
You're between the toes.
Between the toes.
Right. And now that's pretty much it. And also in your navel.
In my belly button.
Mouth.
back, all over your back.
Genital. We're not sure whether it's the shingles or the herpes.
Boy, we sure are having to wait a long time, though.
But it's fun plotting this whole thing.
It is.
And as your physician, Dr. Jeremy Coleman, I really need somebody to assist me.
Jeremy Coleman, M.D.
Right. A dermatologist.
And I'm Ken Stevens, herpes sufferer.
And I'm a herpetologist.
Hi, everybody. It's Ken Stevens saying there's nothing wrong with genital herpes. I've lived with genital herpes all of my adult life.
Absolutely.
Sure. It makes it tough to do everyday functions. I have to wear gloves.
Mm-hmm.
Can't ever wear a sweater.
You go out in public, you look like a floral arrangement.
It's killer to blow my nose. Because I got the genital herpes up there.
I understand.
And picking your nose, forget about it. You can never do that. You know, I come out with boogers and herpes on my fingers.
The seemingly easy day-to-day tasks have begun to prove too difficult.
For me, Ken Stevens.
Herpes sufferer.
Thank God I have my doctor.
Jeremy Coleman, M.D.
But you know what? Ken is winning.
He is winning.
I hate this waiting.
Yeah.
Let's just take some phone calls.
When did the herpes take your sight?
Hello. Oh, did I just hang up?
Yes.
Oh, Christ. 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 Christ! I'm an idiot. Which line was it?
Do you want to... Well, you hung up on him, too, now. I'll get back through.
All right,
I'll dial on this phone if you want.
No, dial on that one.
Okay.
Oh, you know, I'm sorry. That's my...
Don't sweat it. Where's the number?
That's my F-up. Oh, God. I'm an idiot. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
I'm on the air?
Yeah.
This is Jamie calling from Green Bay.
Yes, hey. Hey, what's happening up there in Green Bay, Dan?
Yeah, hey there. Not a whole lot, Dave.
Yeah.
I wanted to share with you guys an interesting story I had the other
night. What
would
that be, then?
I was at my friend's house apartment getting drunk with the basketball team from our college.
Yeah.
I ended up getting so wasted, I passed out in the bathroom. They ended up carrying me out.
Did you have sex with Mark Chamora?
No.
Okay.
Good. Did they paint you green and yellow?
No, they didn't. Nope. but they said I ended up taking off my pants.
Yeah.
Took off my belt, was walking around the apartment. I don't remember any of this.
Did you have underwear on?
Yeah, I had my boxers on.
All right. Okay.
But the interesting thing is I don't remember any of this. I remember waking up on the floor next to the bathroom door and two people having sex right in front of me practically on a couch bed.
Was Lisa involved?
No, she wasn't.
Okay. All right.
But the funny thing is, this isn't even the first or second time this has happened to me before. I had the same thing happen to me in a hotel party.
Have you thought about maybe moderating?
That's not working for Lisa.
Yeah.
No, I like taking Lisa's approach and running a sprint instead of going the marathon.
Well, remember, moderation in all things, including moderation.
All right, well, thank you for calling.
Yep, thank you, guys.
All right, see you there.
Yep.
Yeah, from Green Bay there.
Huh. Yeah. Only Ken had known how to moderate.
Oh, for the pockers. What's the deal now, Robbie? What are you doing?
We're back where we were before. We're being on hold for the media.
We're being on the hold.
Oh, brother.
That frustrates me, ice. Jeremy Coleman, M.D.
And me, Ken Stevens, herpes sufferer. All right, well, listen, I guess what we're going to do at this point, then, is throw the lines open for the fellas for strip trivia, right?
Very good.
We only got six girls.
Yeah, we need some walk-ons tomorrow.
But we'll take the first six guys, okay?
Very good.
At 877-365-3636, 877-692-1027. Guys, now is your time to call for the strip trivia if you want to play. And it's been such a pain in the ass to find six girls to play. Just watch this. Watch how fast this goes with the fellas.
Rapid fire.
Here we go. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello. Can I enter my husband in the strip trivia?
No, but you can enter yourself.
I don't think you guys would like me very much.
Why is that, honey?
I'm a little too heavy for y'all.
Never.
I don't know about that. We've had some fat chicks on the show.
Oh, well.
And listen, have you not seen our pictures on the website?
You know, we're not exactly, running the marathon.
I don't know. I'm too self-conscious, I guess.
We're running the marathon against life. Every day we win.
Yeah, we do.
But every day the margin of victory gets just a little bit shorter.
Yeah, and every day those looks in the mirror just get a little longer, just going, way to go.
The Grim Reaper keeps catching up on us.
Sure.
I figure every day that I wake up, it's a bonus day.
Any day now, we're going to eat the salmon mousse.
Because my expiration date is way long ago. I've already beat the odds. Every day of life for me now is a bonus day.
Honey, is it Halloween? There's somebody at the door that has a black hood and a big sickle.
You guys are silly. Well,
all right, so you're not coming down? Your husband has to call himself, honey.
My husband's at work, and he doesn't get the radio station at
Stop
his job.
Stop spoiling him. Spoiling that man.
Meow. Goodbye. See you later, honey. All right, goodbye. Come on. Have him call himself.
Next time.
That's the easiest way to do it. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello? Yeah, who's this?
This is Miles.
Hi, Miles. What can we do for you?
Well, I was going to call to say you needed to isolate Mike saying, yeah, I like Dick, but I'll try strip trivia.
Yeah, listen, we've got plenty of tapes of Mike saying I like Dick.
Yeah, absolutely. On air and off.
A video of it.
You betcha. Okay, yeah, listen, you're in, Miles. You want to play?
Yeah.
Okay, who's the celeb you think you most resemble?
The closest thing I could think of was Timothy McVeigh, I guess.
Hey,
he's not exactly a celebrity, but...
that's a winning one.
Oh, yes,
hold on a second, please.
He's a dead celebrity.
Timothy McVeigh.
Does he look now?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Are you calling for strip trivia?
No, I'm not.
Oh.
Well, what I was calling about is I wanted to tell you about the herpes. You were calling the herpes that you get up your nose. That's shingles. And the herpes that you get on your fingers,
That's
called herpes Whitlow.
Herpes Whitlow.
Whitlow.
That'd be a good disc jockey name, wouldn't it?
Herpes Whitlow.
Just in case you get through, then that way you could be a little more medical, more medical knowledge.
All right, thank you, honey.
Very good.
All right, thank
herpes
you.
Herpes Whitlow. Herpes Whitlow.
How you doing? Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Good looking Thursday. This is Herbie Whitlow. Got some Fleetwood Mac for you right now. On the Herbie Whitlow get-together.
And I'm Jeremy Coleman, M.D.
On the Herbie Whitlow Show.
Herbie Whitlow.
Well, you've had no luck, Robbie?
Still on hold.
Oh, my God.
Christ.
Classical music.
Well, you know what? We're going to have to take a break and pick this up when we come back. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, I feel like getting naked.
Okay, you got it. What's your name, my friend?
My name is Buck.
Buck, where are you from?
Buck, I'm from West Virginia.
And, Buck, you know you got to come to D.C.
Right.
Okay, who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
I look like Harrison Ford.
Sure. Yeah, me too.
I think Buck's trouble.
All right, hold on, Buck.
Yeah. I'm drunk.
Oh, you drunk, Buck?
No,
Buck.
Good.
All right, hold on there, Buck.
Buck, naked.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, who's this?
This is Steve from Baltimore.
Steve, you want to play tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll come play.
All right, great. Steve, who's the celeb you think you most resemble?
Maybe a little Emilio Estevez.
Hey, good luck.
Okay.
Just a little, though?
Just a little.
Just a little. What's the rest, though?
Well, maybe a lot.
Okay. Just enough to get you by.
All right, hold on a second. How many guys is that now?
That's three.
Three guys? Here we go. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, I'd like to play.
Yeah, sure. Hi, what's your name?
My name is Kevin.
Kevin, where are you from?
From Manassas.
Kevin, who's the celeb you think you most resemble?
You're not going to like this, but Paul Rubens.
Oh, fantastic.
Pee-wee Herman.
Man.
Like
okay.
That.
All right. You're in. Hold on a second.
Hello, Mr. Man.
Paging Mr. Herman.
Paging Mr. Herman.
Paging Mr. Herman. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Well, I got to push the button, dummy. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to play?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what's your name?
Eric.
Eric, where are you from?
Sterling, Virginia.
Eric, who's the celeb you think you most resemble?
I've been told Jude Law.
Oh. Jude Law, that actor?
Dreamy actor.
Okay, all right, you're in. Hold on, okay?
That's cool. Five, Don.
That's five?
Yep.
We need one more? Okay, Rob, put that on hold for a second. Let's see. JR from the Bronx says he'll actually come to D.C. JR?
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
You come all the way to D.C. for the contest?
If I have to, yeah.
All right, you're in then, JR.
All right.
Okay, hold on a second. JR, who's the celeb you think you most resemble?
I've been told Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes.
Yeah.
Snipes, yeah. Okay, hold on. Hold on a second. All right, the JR is in. And that's six, right?
Good.
Okay, so see how easy it is to get the guys?
Easy as pie.
See how easy it is to get the guys? And Wesley Snipes is one of our favorite celebrities. We've never actually had him on the show, but we have his phone number.
We used to always call it and get through to his answering machine. I think he changed it about 2 years ago.
And it would go... Hello, you've reached the answering machine of...
Snipes.
And it was just Wesley Snipes, just saying Snipes. And sometimes he would then come on with more information on where he was at,
right,
what
right,
phone number
right.
he could be reached at. And I think after we called him, like, for the thousandth time, he finally changed the number.
It's because somebody gave him a spy report.
Snipes. Snipes. All right, so that's it. We're set with the guys and the girls for tomorrow's strip trivia. Of course, girls, listen... We'll never turn a girl away.
No, and you still, you know, we beg, and we have total flexibility throughout the rest of this show and all the way up until the time we play it tomorrow.
Yeah, so please keep calling girls. Now, what we're going to do is break, come back. Rob, by the end of the break, hopefully, at this goddamn herpes hotline, we'll be able to do this Ken Stevens has herpes thing.
Well, even if we don't get through, you get some more consultation with your doctor.
And we will also do the 4-Hour Club right after this.
Don and Mike Show.
Seminar. Get yours today.
Is it Monday?
And start managing.
Mammals, not reptiles. Don and Mike.
Right. Hey, listen, if you want to win the Mercedes, here's how you get your key today. Here's what you do. You go to the Simply Wireless store in Montgomery Mall. It doesn't get much simpler than that. Go to the Simply Wireless store in Montgomery Mall. They're open till 9 o'clock tonight. And tomorrow we're going to take a random drawing of everybody that comes in and signs up, and somebody wins a key.
Excellent.
You don't got to buy nothing. You got to do anything. Just go to the store, fill out the form, and we'll have the live drawing on tomorrow's episode. That's at the Simply Wireless store in Montgomery Mall. You would not believe the CF that Rob is having to go through on this goddamn herpes thing.
You know, all this to talk to somebody about herpes.
Nothing's easy. I mean, you should hear him kiss an ass in here,
and they still won't go on the air.
You would not believe this.
Rob Stein doing a fine job.
No, now he's having to give the phone number. He's saying Ken has suffered from herpes. Ken takes the product. Ken just wants to. We filled out the questionnaire. It would be good advertising right. for the herpes product.
Yeah, I mean you've had full blown herpes for as long as I can remember.
Most of my adult life, yes. Doctor.
Very very difficult, and I know this as your personal physician, Jeremy Coleman, MD.
All right, now, here's Rob giving the pitch right now.
And, you know, since our host is very open about having herpes, we thought it would be nice to promote the Valtrax.
Ken Stevens, of course.
Yeah, so if we could do that, if you could get us a call back on that, that's our hotline. It'll ring directly to the studio. It'll be picked up. We can go on the air. We can have the whole thing done in 90 seconds. But we do need to speak to someone.
What a friggin' runaround.
Amazing.
God, you just see Rob sitting here with his
mouth open.
Well, we can have it go through screening if they prefer, sure, but we do need... Time is of the essence, and forgive me if I'm curt, but we only can do Medical Corner for about another 9 minutes, and if we don't get the person on, we're not going to be able to talk about Valtrex, or Ken's herpes, or anything, because it's almost time for Recipe Corner.
Okay. Rob is trying to make that happen. Listen, while he's trying to talk them into this... We are going to attempt another one of our 4-Hour Club calls.
Very exciting.
And here's the deal. If you're in the 4-Hour Club, answer your phone by saying, Ken Stevens has herpes.
There you go.
Okay?
Sometimes the simple stuff's the best.
Ken Stevens has herpes. Answer your telephone by saying that. That is the phrase that pays. And what a great prize we have for the 4-Hour Club today.
What is the prize today?
The prize is a trip for two to see George Carlin, Complaints and Grievances, live from the Beacon Theater here in New York.
Oh, cool.
Can we get any tickets for the staff for that?
Saturday, November 17th. It's at 10 o'clock on HBO. It's not TV. It's HBO.
Man, I would love to see that show.
This is a great trip. We love George Carlin. Answer your phone by saying Ken Stevens
has herpes.
Herpes. And let's go answer your phone with that. And you are a big wiener.
All right.
Okay, here we go. Let me see.
I'm tired of the medication and I'm not going to...
Sleep pills are such a hassle.
Especially with my busy schedule.
Hello.
Going from Washington to Philadelphia to New York City.
Hello.
There we go. Answer your phone by saying, Ken Stevens has herpes. If you've joined the 4-Hour Club.
The number you have dialed, 7.
Okay. All right, hold on. That's a number that's been changed.
I hate it when our listeners don't pay their phone bills.
If you would like to join the 4-Hour Club, send your information to P.O. Box 3649 or Washington, D.C. 2007, and we'll send you the card back. And then we make these calls on the show. Oh, Christ.
Nothing's easy.
Don't dial out on the hotline.
Oh. Is that the number they're going to be calling us on?
Yes, I have my breath held.
Yeah, right. Sometime in the next year.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll happen.
All right, make it a 4-hour club call. Answer the phone by saying, Ken Stevens has herpes and you are a big winner. And I tell you, that prize, I won.
The number you have dialed, 703.
Right.
815.
Yes.
23.
Yeah, okay. That's another one where I'm dialing it correctly and the number's out of service.
Okay.
Okay, I'll try another one. Here we go.
Same winner, different number, or another person entirely?
Nope, another person entirely.
All righty.
Here we go. And...
answer your phone by saying, Ken has herpes. Answer your phone by saying, Ken has herpes, if you will.
You just missed a wonderful show out there.
What were you looking at out there, Rob?
Pete just opened a pizza box looking for pizza, and there was none in it.
I bet that was highly entertaining.
It was really great. I'm sorry to interrupt the program.
Spoiled again, those bastards.
Here we go.
They didn't leave me any cheese or sauce.
Answer your phone by saying, Ken Stevens. You're killing us with this. Subway is sponsoring the 4-Hour Club. Subway. 7 subs with 6 grams of fat or less. Subway, eat fresh.
This shows like a NASCAR uniform today.
I know it is.
More patches and ads.
I know it is. Jesus H. Christ.
Remember, do the Subway plug right after everybody screams.
That dead air brought to you by Cheetos.
I'm trying.
If you can say it, we can sell it.
God knows I'm trying. Answer your phone by saying, Ken Stevens has herpes. Might be the first call that actually goes through.
That'd be exciting.
Might be.
So far, no ring, though.
Nothing. Listen to this. I got nothing.
Oh, man.
I got nothing.
Your call did not go through.
Technically, the fax machine call went through, though.
Okay,
hold on.
Yeah, and it's always nice when somebody gives us a number to a fax machine
through our ears.
And I see no reason to blame anything here at the radio station when we can blame the listeners.
Why not blame them?
Blame the 4-Hour Club members.
No, no, there's a ring right there. Here we go.
Hope they remember the password.
Ken Stevens has herpes. Green there.
There she isn't.
Okay, bye.
You know, that's the name of Mindy Cohn's character on The Facts of Life.
Natalie Green?
Yeah.
Huh. All right.
All right, let me try another one here.
Thanks for distracting me now, Rob. You had to bring up the hottest lady in television.
Yes, and herpes free.
Oh, you bet she is.
Okay.
For now.
Mindy Cohn. Man. She's got a great ass.
And there's so much of it.
Absolutely right.
This call will go through.
I think this is another business, though.
Monkey business.
It used to be so much easier to do the 4-Hour Club before we had to do all this. Man, they have your permission to go on the radio, crap.
I understand.
Same thing with the herpes. They could just call the herpes people ourselves on the radio.
I think they're going to call very soon.
Right. All you have to say is,
Ken Stevens has herpes.
That's it.
This is Brad.
Okay. You know, you got to work to put an on an answering machine.
Second syllable.
Hi,
All right, Brad, you're not there. Let me try another one.
Check out the big brain on Brad.
Okay, here we go. I'm not going to give up on this now.
You're persistent.
Yeah.
Don't quit.
Answer the phone by saying, Ken Stevens has herpes, and you are going to see George Carlin.
Got it.
Don, if we don't get a winner today, does that mean somebody on the show gets to keep the tickets?
No.
Okay.
No way.
Just checking.
All right. Come on. Ken Stevens has herpes. You joined the 4-Hour Club. You said you listen 4 hours every day.
You promised.
Here we are calling you right now.
That was your promise to us. And now we're making you keep it.
And there you are, not answering. Mindy Cohn.
Oh, please, be still my beating heart.
Oh, man, no
answer.
That's
not your heart. Oh, Mindy Cohn.
You know what?
In, like, the guy's underwear, you know, the jockey.
I'm going to give this one more try.
Boxer briefs.
Never let it be said that we're not trying to help out the 4-Hour Club.
We're trying right now.
Nobody tries.
Having a little degree of difficulty here.
Brought to you by Subway. 7 subs with 6 grams of fat or less. Subway, eat fresh. We'll try one more. How many people have we tried today on this?
Well,
on
I think technically you've only gotten through. This would be your third.
Okay, here we go.
That you're trying to get through to. Mindy Cohn with a thong.
No, boxer briefs and a tube top.
God, she made that Facts of Life show sing.
She did. It's like softcore.
All right, come on. That's what I feel good about.
Answer your phone by saying Ken Stevens has herpes.
Pete's got the cookies out now.
Good. The Stella Doro bread.
And some Thin Mints. I don't know. I thought Girl Scout cookies were out of season.
You know, it sure does sound like we're not getting...
Oh, my God. The phones are wacky. Call now. Phone Jeopardy.
How could I have the wrong number, Mike?
I can't imagine.
Look how easy they've made it for me to select the phone numbers.
Oh, my God. Did Joe Artinger put that spreadsheet together for you?
Okay. Here we go. Hold on. I got names on this side that are computer generated.
Right.
And phone numbers on this side, but they're not on the same piece of paper.
I can't imagine how that would be difficult to match up.
Hold on a second.
You know, they have a feature on the computer where you can turn the page sideways.
It was taped.
Not on our computer.
It was taped. Okay. We'll try one more.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I don't even know who the frig I'm calling.
Ducky Mucky Beachside.
Okay.
All right, we're making a last 4-Hour Club call. If you answer your phone by saying Ken Stevens has herpes, you're going to get a chance to go see a great show.
You know what, Rob? The phones might be affected by the fact that we're talking while I'm dialing.
You think?
I think so. So come here.
All right, everybody be quiet.
You just pick it up and dial it.
All right.
Without me dialing it on the air.
I'll bet that's it.
Okay?
Yeah, that's happened before when we've tried to get outside numbers.
Mike has screwed it up.
Try that one. Right there. Okay?
Yep.
Should we talk or not?
We can talk. As long as Rob's just picking up the phone and dialing, it's okay.
Talk among yourselves.
Okay, now just put it on hold.
I'll make sure it goes through.
Okay?
All right, here we go.
What's happening?
Out of service.
Oh, out of service.
Jesus.
So I guess it wasn't.
Well, hey, these numbers can't all be out of service.
Yes. No, you know what messes these phones up is lights.
Okay, here you go. Try this one here.
The bottom one?
The bottom one. Last person.
Well, does that mean we're supposed to call somebody in a dark room?
Last ditch effort.
No, just can't have bright lights on.
It's turning shade over the phone.
We need a parasol.
The last number right there.
In my Easter bonnet.
Let me see, where have we tried to call today? What happened?
No, you're good.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah!
We're actually getting through.
This is the last ditch effort for this now.
Calling phone.
That's herpes.
Yeah!
Yay!
That's
it!
Finally!
You were soft. Say it again, sir.
Ken Stevens has herpes.
Bingo! Yes, finally!
Boy, isn't it great to get a payoff at the end of
that? Thank you!
All right.
Thank you. Let me see if I can follow this roadmap to see who the hell this is. This must be Mike Schaefer?
It is.
From Bethesda, Maryland?
Yes, sir.
Mike Schaefer, congratulations. Thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for being a man. Thank you for being a man at your word and listening to the show when we called you.
You're the man.
Mike.
Always do.
4-Hour Club, you have won a trip for two to beautiful New York City to see George Carlin, Complaints and Grievances, live at the Beacon Theater here in the city, Saturday, November 17th, 10 o'clock on HBO. It's not TV, it's HBO.
Great.
Just about the best comedy show I think you could get tickets to.
I was hoping to get called.
All right, enjoy it. And thanks for listening. Thanks for being there.
Thank you.
That's the 4-Hour Club.
Fantastic.
The worst idea I ever had on this show.
No.
The 4-Hour Club.
No.
And all of the people who we called who are not at home will receive a $10 gift certificate to Subway.
Yeah, if we can get it to them with their phones being out of service at all.
Subway. Eat fresh.
And we'll call them again from a darker room.
Okay, and it's time for the news and the comments now. Here we go with the Buzz Burbank Show.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
verboten,
one man found a way
to bring
good news to his people.
Or is that on hold?
He made it up.
No, it's not. That's the warm line. I gave him the hot line.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought the herpes people were calling back.
You got excited, didn't you?
Yeah, I did for a moment.
Donna's excited.
Donna's excited. All right, Buzz, what is the lead story today?
How America plans to psych out the enemy.
Psych?
Psych.
All right, stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned.
For news
for
and comments.
News and comments.
It's coming
up. On the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. What a CF that break was. that was very...
Professional.
JFK's Popey. It's the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
All right, that's the national number, 877-365-3636. New York, 877-692-1027.
It will remind you of a donkey you once saw.
Magnificent.
Magnificent. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, before we get to Buzz, two quick things. First, let's say hello to Nancy, who is the seventh girl for Strip Trivia. Hello, Nancy.
Hello.
Honey, where are you calling from?
From lovely Germantown.
Beautiful. Do you want to play Strip Trivia tomorrow?
Uh-huh.
You know how we found out about Nancy? Rummy wasn't answering the telephones. That's not, you know, I've been yelling
right,
out all day.
Right.
So Nancy sent the instant feedback at WNEW.com. She wrote in, I've been trying to call, but nobody is answering your phone.
Oh, no.
And she had her phone number there.
Very clever.
It was great. And who's the celeb you think you most resemble there, Nancy?
I honestly don't know. You met me about 5 years ago. Maybe you can figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
I came down to the studio to get milked by my husband, but the evil lawyers wouldn't let us do it.
Oh. Okay. All right. Come on down. You
look forward to seeing you again.
Come on down.
That'll be fine.
That's great. Yeah. Hold on a second. We'll see you tomorrow, Nancy.
Uh-huh.
Hold on. Came down to get milked by my husband.
So we've got seven, and always room for a few more.
Girls, the lines are open. 877-365-3636. 877-692-1027. Now, just to give you some closure on this goddamn herpes thing.
I will tell you that the two of you, during the commercial break, you guys were cracking me up. On the phone with this herpes company, pulling teeth trying to get them to come on the air.
Yeah. Begging them to come on the air.
They're a handful.
No one will come on the air. And I mean, Rob's doing the whole thing. This is good for your product.
Of course. Finally,
I picked up the phone and said, hi, this is Ken. I'm Ken Stevens. I'm the host. I have herpes. I'm the host with herpes. I take the product. Why can't you come on? So now
they've just hung up.
They hung up.
Oh.
Call them back. Call them back, and this time let them have it.
Let them have it, Rob. Mm-hmm.
Let them have it. Ask for PR, Rob, and just let them have it.
Now, Rob, right towards the end, and this was off air, Rob was talking to them and starting to get just a little frustrated when he said, I wonder how many employees there have herpes. And that's when it started to get. Then you picked up the phone. You tried to salvage it, tried to go get them to go back on the air, and then they eventually hang up.
Right.
Hey, you think they smelled something?
No, absolutely not. I mean,
you guys weren't doing anything that was going to tip them off.
Can I have you, Harry, in PR, please?
I said, hi, this is Ken. I am the host with herpes. Why won't you please come on my show?
Right.
And the lady said, I'm not qualified.
Not qualified.
I don't have her last name. She's just in public relations. I was just speaking to her. She rudely hung up. Are you mistreated by the people at that company, at GlaxoSmithKline? No, okay, well, I need the public relations department, and I need it now.
Right now.
He's legitimately pissed.
Right now. Oh, this would be a good time for me to mention, my mother and father-in-law are celebrating their 60th wedding anniversary tonight.
God bless them.
So, Les and Frieda, I love you guys.
That's fantastic.
Love you very much. And happy anniversary.
Way to go, guys. 60 years. My goodness.
And they don't have herpes.
What is that? I mean, I know that the 50th is gold, right?
Yes.
25th is silver.
I think 60th is actually, Buzz. I think it's diamond.
Why? Do you think that I was feeding Don a straight line when I was doing that?
Maybe you were. 60th, I believe, is a gun. 60th wedding anniversary gift is a gun.
Your standard
Tom
line
McLean,
is...
is this the public relations department?
Yeah.
You know, you might do just as well. I just wanted to tell you that I am very, very upset with your company. Well, first of all, I work for a man who has herpes. His name is Ken Stevens.
Now, Buzz, you can say that. Go ahead.
No, no, I would never.
Okay, so
I
love
50th is gold.
And I'm calling to try and get
and,
someone to come on his radio
silver.
Show.
And 25th is silver. The 60th is,
I thought
it was pine.
Finally, I get to someone in your PR department
Buzz.
To keep me on hold for 25
but I
minutes.
I could be wrong.
Pine,
I just don't know.
So I need the public relations department.
All right, Buzz, why don't you start the news?
No, I need it. I need it now.
It's been so nice.
Yes, my name is Robert Stein. S-T-E-I-N.
Do you believe the product? Did the problem with this product? Jesus Christ.
I'm calling from an organization called the Ken Stevens Radio Program. I was hung up on, treated like a common criminal. You know, it's not bad. If you have herpes, it doesn't make you a half citizen or a second-rate person.
Make this the final one, Rob. Let her have it.
No, I will not hold. No. I want to talk to you. I'm not a second-rate citizen.
Say,
I'm not a fool.
Go ahead,
and
say,
I won't be fooled.
Don't say
and
the
you
F
won't
word.
Hang up on me.
Call
I will hang up on you.
Whore.
I'm going to... good day to you. I don't care for you. I said good
call
day.
Call her a whore.
Four.
He tried. He tried to be nice.
Tried his damnedest.
They would have none of it. No
okay.
way.
Buzz.
The U.S. has the coolest propaganda.
Oh, no. Here's the lead story.
What?
The lead story of the... At least it still has the girl on line five on hold.
Mm. Very good.
And Ken just flipped me off.
I'm done with her. I already had her on the air. You what? Yo. She's in the bathroom? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah, I'm done with it. Thanks, Robbie.
Okay.
And Ken just flipped you off?
He's waiting with us. Shall I invite him in?
Yeah, come on in, Ken.
Yeah, I think we should.
What's he pissed about? It's not the first time we've said he has herpes.
Ken, can you come
in? Hey, Ken, come here. Hey, come here. Well, what's the deal?
Ladies and gentlemen, Vice President General Manager,
Ken Stevens.
He was out talking with Pete and Stacey Petrie.
Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Ken Stevens.
Well,
hi, Ken.
Why'd you...
I walked over into the lounge area there to get a cup of coffee.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I hear my name in herpes.
I don't know how that could have happened.
And worse of all, I think it was Rob.
Yeah,
using my name.
Yeah, the Ken Stevens show.
No, yeah, it was all Rob.
No, I was Rob Stein, just your producer.
You know how we do these little charades now and then, Ken?
Playlist.
At your expense.
We signed you up for our herpes questionnaire, and they sent it to a care of us at the radio station, so we filled it out on your behalf. And then we called for more information. And I was going to be Ken Stevens, you know, the host with herpes.
And I was going to be your personal physician, Jeremy Coleman, M.D.
But the good news for you is that we were never able to get through.
So the bit died a fiery death.
But you were the phrase that pays for the four-hour club today.
Ken really? Stevens has herpes was the phrase that pays.
You know? And it sings, doesn't it?
It sings. It's magical. All right, thank you, Ken.
The engineers out front were really entertained.
Yeah, they loved it. They did enjoy it.
It's not to like.
It's our mission to keep them happy.
There he is.
Just
Ken,
having fun.
There Ken Stevens.
Just cookies.
That was fun.
Just herpes.
All right.
Just genital sores. Just herpes in the nose. All right, Buzz. Jesus Christ, you're bad giving the news.
Where does the time go?
I don't know.
The U.S. has the best propaganda. Our latest effort has us dropping leaflets that carry a picture of terrorist warlord Mullah Muhammad Omar with a gun sight superimposed over the picture. The leaflet also shows a close-up of the license plate on his car taken by satellite with a gun sight superimposed over it. The caption on the leaflet reads, "We're watching you."
Oh, good. Yeah, let's put more of our money and attention into crap like that.
Yeah, I mean, how effective do they think that's going to be?
We're dropping 16 million of those leaflets.
We should be dropping 16 million nuclear bombs.
The idea is to psych them out by showing how closely...
What are you laughing at?
You. How closely we can watch them.
Why?
You and your foreign policy. By even taking a picture of his license plate from space, that where you can
read
the
numbers on the car. Yeah, and that's going to translate to these people.
That's
going to translate to these people that live in caves and still ride donkeys around.
No, but exactly. To him and the other people in the Taliban, the idea is to unnerve them. In military lingo...
Oh, I bet they're scared.
In military lingo, this is known as psyops, meaning psychological operations.
Yeah, I bet Bin Laden's in his cave right now. Ooh, I'm so scared. They're throwing... I can't even dice it like,
scary,
scared kids.
Sky Cavaliero. We're also dropping pictures of Taliban guys beating Afghan women with the caption, "Do you want your women to live this way?"
No, that's not bad.
And we're dropping pictures of an American soldier
shaking hands with an Afghani.
Christ.
Drop bombs. Well, we're doing that, too.
Just drop bombs.
Is to combine
don't
all these
efforts. Don't drop food. Don't drop pictures. Don't drop propaganda. Just drop bombs.
So are you kind or unkind?
I think I'm a kind person.
All part of the big picture.
I got a good heart.
What if you drop bombs that blew leaflets everywhere?
Perfect.
Fiery leaflets.
That'd be like, you know, when you shoot that toy gun that says bang.
Right.
when the silk comes out, it just says bang.
We just drop these big bombs and it goes boom.
That would be com ops, comedy operations.
President Bush knows the government did a less than stellar job of handling the anthrax thing.
Bush.
And he knows the attack on America made us lose some of our faith in our intelligence work. So tonight, the president goes on TV for what the White House says are his most important remarks since his war speech to Congress.
Well, is he going to be on Friends Time or Survivor Time?
I don't know the exact time yet. I'll get back to you on that. He'll try to reassure us that a lot's being done to shore up intelligence and bioterrorism defenses. And analysts say the moves made so far are encouraging. A couple of bioterror experts have signed on to run the Health and Human Services' new Office of Preparedness, and a presidential panel's recommending the Pentagon's intelligence agency start answering to the CIA.
Gotcha. Buzz, we got to do this. My apologies. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Take it easy, honey. After all, we never see them.
It's almost worse this way, just hearing them.
Ditch Witches of the Airwaves, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, tomorrow on the show, you know it, you love it. It's Strip Trivia 2001.
All right.
Last Strip Trivia of the year, we'll be giving away a key that can start the Mercedes and a trip to Greensboro, North Carolina for the WWF Survivor Series. That's tomorrow on Strip Trivia. If you want to win today's key, one of only 29 keys that can start the brand new 2002 Mercedes C230 Coupe.
How? Great car.
Here's how you... Buzz, thanks. How?
I appreciate
how.
That.
How?
And how.
How? Visit the Simply Wireless store in the Montgomery Mall anytime until 9 o'clock tonight.
Ah.
All you got to do is walk in. You don't have to do dick. Just fill out the form, and tomorrow we'll have the on-air drawing.
They'd love to see you.
That's tomorrow. Tomorrow is the drawing, but you have until 9 o'clock tonight to get your ass into the Simply Wireless store in the Montgomery Mall.
Go out and see them. They'd love to see you there.
Okay? All right. Now, listen, call 100 times at 877-365-3636.
Today.
A Middle Eastern man approached a guard at Grand Central Station 6 days ago and said he'd found a couple of strange envelopes. He showed the guard the envelopes, one addressed to NBC, the other to the New York Post. Now, Nixon Saldana of India admits he dreamed up the hoax because he wanted to go home and couldn't afford the airfare back to India.
Why don't we send him home in pieces?
He may get his wish, or he may get an extended stay in one of America's hospitality cell blocks.
When I say, why don't we just drop 16 million bombs, you turn on me, but this guy, you'd like to send him home in pieces.
Don, I'm talking about innocent lives.
And he's a complicated man.
I am.
Rudy Giuliani says nearly half the $93 million raised in the Twin Towers Fund will get to the families before Thanksgiving.
I don't disagree with you, incidentally.
Thank you. Bully.
Let's kill him.
Bully.
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 Quoting him, each family, certainly each family that has children, gets a check for at least $100,000. That's before Thanksgiving. The mayor says every single penny of the fund will go to aid families of firefighters, cops, and other emergency personnel. New York's attorney general, meanwhile, is going after the Red Cross, demanding to know why it's only distributed 25% of the $550 million it raised in the name of the victims. He's also demanding accountability for the $1 billion plus in donations raised by all charities.
You know what there should be accountability for? I think it's ABC. I hope I don't have the wrong network. But they had on one of the morning shows today, aerial footage from the police helicopters of the World Trade Center. I don't know if you saw that. But, you know, this city, I think we've all agreed, as we've been up here this week, is finally just starting to take a breath.
Seems so.
And get back a little bit to normal. That's the kind of crap, exploitive crap, that doesn't do anybody any good. And apparently they're going to do one of their primetime shows on it tonight where they're going to have it based around the, you know, whether they could have gotten people off the roof. And, you know, it's an excuse to show that footage all over again. And I think it is bull S.
I just turned down a booking, as a matter of fact. I don't know if it was 5794, which TV station it was back in D.C., but one of them is having an exclusive with someone who was on the phone with someone as the plane crashed in Pennsylvania. And it's like their exclusive interview. And the deal was, would you like to have the anchor person on your show to talk about the interview that he or she did with the person who was on the telephone to the person who was on the airplane as it was crashing?
Do you know, this is really, this is so damaging. I don't think they even have any clue. And I hope people let them know how bad it is. I mean, I myself personally, I'm sitting there really finally getting away from this tragedy a little bit. And when I see that, and I'm sitting there on the 36th floor, I get a complete, like, flashback. It's horrible, and I know a lot of people get it a lot worse than I do.
President Bush will be on TV tonight at 8, incidentally.
That is correct.
Okay.
Yeah, we should have that anchor on just so we could yell at him. In sports, David Wells was at the Hooters downstairs last night saying he wants to be a Yankee again. He was answering a question from a New York Post reporter, quoting him, "Do I want to play for the Yankees? Who effing wouldn't?" The party hardy southpaw, he's reportedly welcome back in Steinbrenner's house, but Wells' agent says the phone hasn't rung yet, what with the series loss and all.
I heard if you go by that Hooters today, they're all out of wings.
The agent says David has heard he is big. He's heard from the Phillies, which is exactly the kind of thing that agents say.
I like his sister, though. Dawn.
Oh, yeah. Dawn Wells. Finally. Is she Marianne?
Yeah. Yeah. Finally, money doesn't buy happiness, but it can buy some fun.
Oh, and their daughter, of course, wishing.
An eccentric Greek millionaire has died and left his fortune to his hometown so it can build a hospital.
Father Orson.
But the $5.25 million he left behind comes with a catch, according to Reuters.
Oil.
He also left behind letters spelling out the graphic details of his relatives' scandalous sex lives.
Kitty.
And according to his will, the letters have to be read aloud in the village square.
Kitty Wells?
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, yeah. Country legend.
I don't get it.
She was a country performer. Very old.
Never heard of her before.
You never worked in the format.
Okay. Lisa, thank you for all the great calls. Another good show today. Thanks, everybody. Came out to watch the Gutterballs go to two big victories last night.
All right.
Once again, New York, you've been outstanding. Thank you for your hospitality. And, D.C., we're coming back home tomorrow with the all-new episode and for the final time of 2001 Strip Trivia.
Oh, boy.
Don't forget to register for a chance to win a key that could start the Mercedes we're giving away. Visit the Simply Wireless store at Montgomery Mall today until 9 o'clock. When we come to New York, our trips are provided by Amtrak. The Amtrak promise, satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-800-USA-RAIL to make your reservation. The Crap World Tour continues. Join Tom Gavin at Second Street Cafe.
And Jeff Edges.
In scenic Warrenton, Virginia, Saturday night from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. for the Mike O'Mara Band. No, I'm kidding, of course. The Crap Blues Band.
Yay!
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Howdy.
Hey, how you doing? I'm number 100.
Yeah, there you go. What's your name, my friend?
Frank.
Frank, where are you from?
Queens.
Frank, you've won the WWF Survivor Prize Pack. WWF Survivor Series in your home in demand Sunday, November 18th at 8 p.m. Enjoy it. Everybody else, call Comcast or Cox Cable System now to order this pay-per-view event. Thank you for listening, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, that's it. We got to go. See you tomorrow. Oh, Strip Trivia. God damn, am I ready for it.
Me too.
It's been a long time.
Be great.
How you feeling, Rummy?
Feeling great.
Feeling good?
Oh, yeah.
Want a drink on the train?
Yeah,
oh, she's ready.
It's a cafe car.
Okay, I'll see you there.
All right. Get a flat draft.
Good day to you, sir.
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 Don't forget, Ken has herpes. And good day to you, sir.
Can we stay a little while longer?
Come on, Rob, get out of here. Throw your hat in the air, please, just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might just make it after all. Oh.
Trying to hurt that boy. He's trying to hurt him.
Uh-huh.
We will see you tomorrow with a new episode.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.